is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
High school!
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center.
He's got a man open!
Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Randy Boffman Stadium at Licking Valley High School, it is the high school football game of the week as the Panthers entertain the Bishop Reedy Silver Knights here on K98.7. Hi again, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando. This should be one of the more intriguing non-league matchups we have for you this 2025 campaign. Licking Valley starting off strong, 2-0, defeating Sheridan in week one, 28-6, and last week rallying from 14 down to beat Amanda Clear Creek in the home opener, 28-14. Bishop Reedy comes in with a record of 1-1. They lost in week one to a very strong Doughton team, 20-6, and last week they got into the win column by taking care of the Hornets of Licking Heights, 30-0. So, Garrett, you've got two teams. This has got kind of that playoff atmosphere, even though it's week three. But really looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah, like you said, should be a great matchup. Licking Valley took the win home against the Silver Knights last year, 20-14, in a very close game that we're expecting pretty much more of the same. You mentioned last week again the Licking Valley was trailing 14-0 early in that game. Big reason for that, penalties, 60 penalty yards in just the first quarter. So I'm sure Coach Boffman got on his team all during this week to get them straightened out. But I'm interested to see how Licking Valley comes out in this game. They cannot afford to have a slow start against the Silver Knights like how they did last week.
And you know Bishop Reedy wants revenge. They felt they had that game in the bag last year, and Valley won in the final second, Silas Kyle getting the touchdown pass, and they go on to the six-point victory. And that was when Licking Valley was 1-1. They didn't lose a game the rest of the regular season. This game really catapulted them to the great run they had, including the LCL Buckeye Championship.
Yeah, that was a big... I mean, I'm sure that's what Bishop Reedy's hoping. Look, what can happen to them is they take down, get some revenge from last year, and they go on to win out. I'm sure that's what Valley, I mean, big expectations for Licking Valley. They had that great season last year. The majority of their team's back again, but this isn't a game that they can overlook. They know that, and like you said, I think this is just a big, good early season test for both of these teams to figure out, you know, what both these teams are made of.
Both these teams will have postseason aspirations, and there are going to be a lot of computer points in this game, even though it's week three. Reedy is Division 5, so if they are able to upset Licking Valley tonight, they're going to get a ton of points, with Valley being Division 3, Region 11. But on Licking Valley's side, they also know Bishop Reedy is going to win a lot more football games, at least expected to, in this 2025 season. So I think it really will be, you know, trying to find each other, where they're going to be after this game. And, you know, for Valley, again, I always love to look ahead. After this matchup, they've got Heath and Newark Catholic, so there's a very good chance they win this game. They're going to be 5-0 going into conference play.
Well, it looks like that, right? But we were looking ahead in week one with Newark, right?
We were.
And you saw what happened last week with Newark and Mount Vernon, right? So can't take anything for granted nowadays. Got to go week to week. But, yeah, it certainly does look like that, though, with Licking Valley. If they do look good here tonight, they're able to pull off the win. It is looking like it's smooth sailing, at least for a few weeks, for the Panthers.
It's a windy night. We'll see if that plays a factor. Cloudy right now. The rain is holding off, and weatherman Garrett believes that we will not have any rain tonight.
Yep.
I'm going to trust him. We'll see what happens. Coming up next, we'll hear from Valley head coach Randy Boffman as you're listening to the high school football game of the week here on K98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Score big! on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub, located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around, 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. Happy to be joined by Valley head coach Randy Boffman. Coach, two games into this season, so far your evaluation of your Panther ball club?
We're getting better. I don't want to say that we've arrived, because no coach is ever going to say that. We're still making a lot of mistakes. Kids are playing hard, though. That's the main thing at this point of the season. I got off to a bad start last week, but I thought the kids showed some composure and came back and played well. So, we've got some new guys stepping in, seniors that we expect to be kind of carrying the load or doing that. So it's kind of what we expected.
And 28 seems to be the magic number for offense. 28 against Sheridan, 28 against Amanda. I know coaches don't look at that, but if you look at what this team has done, we'll start with the offense first. Rogers has done a pretty good job in learning with some new wide receivers, and Silas has kind of stepped up and been the guy. But last week, when you needed a run the football and maybe wear them down in the second half, he did it as leading the team, but the line also doing a good job.
Yeah, the offensive line has done a great job, and we thought coming in that could be our strength. Three guys coming back with a lot of experience up there, so we're leaning on them right now, but I feel like we're getting more dangerous, I guess you'd say, the more balanced we become. We feel like we can throw the ball when we need to, when we want to. So that's what we're striving for, balance. The old days of lining up three in the backfield and just pounding, there's still a place for that, and we will do that. But, we think we got some speed on the outside, so we want to use that and make us as tough to defend as we can be.
But when you can dominate the trenches, and maybe dominate's too strong of a word, but knowing you can rely on that, especially when it's a third and two, a third and three, and the guys are able to get it done, especially third and fourth quarter, that's got to make your coach feel good.
Yeah, it does. Believe me, I'm as old-fashioned as they come. So, we played some old-style football at times, and we want to continue to do that, and teams are going to have to prepare for that. But nowadays, defenses are so good that they figure out ways to get just more people to the point of attack than what you can block. Mm-hmm. So if you can make them have to worry about the passing game too, that just opens things up.
What did you like most about your ball club when it was 14-0 last week? Because anything that could go wrong seemed to go wrong. Penalties, a turnover, an issue on special teams. But it didn't seem like the team got rattled. But I don't want to take words. What did you really like how they responded?
Well, you can kind of look around and see. You didn't see anybody pointing the finger, anybody blaming somebody else. You can kind of look in their eyes and see that they're still confident. A little frustrated, sure, mm-hmm. but they realized, and I think they believe in each other and the system, that they felt like they could get back in it, and they just went out and forgot the pass and looked what was in front of them.
Bishop Reedy comes to town. It was a great ball game last year over in Columbus. You guys got the victory at the end. Silas Kyle getting a touchdown with just a few seconds to go. What, on paper and scouting, do the Silver Knights bring to this ball game?
A speed. Tremendous speed, my goodness. Their defense, they just come after you from all angles, and that's what I'm talking about, where they can kind of outnumber you if you just try to load up and pound the ball at them. So They kind of caught us off guard last year with their style. It's a normal-looking defense, but after playing them once, you realize they do some schemes and so on that we just maybe we didn't do a very good coaching job last year. So I hope we've got our players better prepared. On the offensive side, again, just they rotate in as many as four backs who are all quick. Quarterback is maybe the quickest of all of them. He's just lightning quick. So a lot of speed and quickness on both sides of the ball.
When you mentioned speed, is this where on defense you really have to play your lane and not maybe worry about if, I don't know if they do a lot of motion stuff, but really understand your assignment more than what they might be wanting to do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's where the older guys, the experience come in. So, you know, the older guys are going to have to help. We got two inexperienced guards who's not so inexperienced now. They've got some time under their belt. But, yeah, that unit's going to have to work together. You may see them up there talking to each other before the ball snapped, anticipating what they're doing. And that's where a kid like Brody Rogers is such an important thing. He can look at the defense and anticipate, you know, where the pressure's coming from and so on. So his experience really pays off, too.
And I guess I would look at this as a non-conference game that can help you moving forward if you can make a solid run in the postseason, and really three different types of teams that you've played in the first three games of the season so far. So I guess that helps you see everything. I won't say everything that you need to see, but at least gives you some type of baseline.
Oh, we mentioned that to them first thing Saturday morning, how big this game is playoff-wise. They're going to win a lot of games. So sometimes kids don't realize the games at the beginning of the year, the non-conference, that's really what determines later on where you land. Flip side of that, they're saying the same thing.
Right.
They're saying Licking Valley's going to win eight games or more, so we have to have this. And then they're also saying we gave that game away last year, you know, and they're coming in here wanting to rectify that. So we'll get a very hungry team coming in, and we look forward to the challenge.
And I know the hometown fans will be ready to go.
They better be.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing. Serving Licking County for 30 years. Voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready for the Panthers and the Knights from Licking Valley, but right now let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays and Garrett Wandle from Randy Boffman Stadium. The Licking Valley Panthers have just come onto the field as we get ready for this good matchup between the Panthers and the Silver Knights. Again, Licking Valley coming in with a record of 2-0 after two games, and the Silver Knights with a record of 1-1 with their win last week over Licking Heights. And right now, we will have the playing and singing of our national anthem.
We ask everyone to stand, and gentlemen, to remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
And as you can tell, a little bit of wind tonight here at Licking Valley with that, but we'll see how much that may impact the kicking game as we move forward. But Garrett, as we get ready, a couple of final thoughts before we kick this thing off.
Yeah, my main thing is just how both these teams will come into this game, how they'll start off, right? Licking Valley, they had a really the nightmare scenario last week in the first quarter. Interception, block punt, and then 60 yards worth of penalties just in one quarter. That's what led to them trailing 14-0. Neither team can afford to have any sort of slow start like that in this game and hope to come away with the victory. So I think it looks like Valley's going to kick off. Do you know?
What's that?
Who's going to be getting the ball first?
I believe Licking Valley is going to get it, but I could be wrong on that.
Okay, so yeah, we'll get the first look at the offense. I remember, you know, last year from what we saw, the offensive line was very dominant.
Nope, Reedy's going to get it.
Okay, now Reedy's going to get it. So we'll have to see now how that defense can adjust to that Reedy offense.
Well, I think, and you know, when Coach Boffman talks about the speed, how quickly can you adjust to the speed? How quickly can you see what they try to do? And I think that's going to be key with both their quarterback and running backs having tremendous speed. That will also play a role, and I think we'll find out fairly early. Kicking off for Licking Valley will be Levi Lewis. Panthers will go right to left to start this ball game. Licking Valley red and blue, and the Knights in traveling white with black pants. We are set to go. Underway, Licking Valley and Reedy. Glad you could join us here on Kate 98.7. And the end-over-end kick will be fielded at the 12-yard line. That is Mike Daniels up the middle. He gets drilled just across the 25, and the hard hitting is underway. And we know it got a little chippy last year in this ball game between both schools. We'll see. Reedy wants revenge, and Valley doesn't like losing at home, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hard place to win at. And, I mean, that's just competitiveness by two really good football teams that are hoping to have good, deep playoff runs this year. I think it's just a natural kind of born rivalry just because both programs are just, both well-respected.
So it'll be officially at the 26-yard line for Bishop Reedy to start this ball game. And the fans are out in full force to start it. They've been looking forward to this one as well. First and 10, Knights. And the starting quarterback for Bishop Reedy is Mike Daniels. He's ready to get the snap. Fake handoff. He'll roll to his left, looking to throw. And the catch made for about a 3-yard pickup. There was a Kingston Norris, one of their running backs. So basically a run, you could almost say, right there, 3 yards on that first down.
Yeah, just Daniels rolling out, showing off his speed there in the first play. But, yeah, nice pickup there on first down, though. Not the biggest gain in the world, but it keeps you ahead of the chains, keeps you on schedule here for second down.
And for Licking Valley, it is tackling, not letting, you know, folks get away from that initial tackle, which did not happen there. Handoff up the middle and getting the first down and a lot more across the 40 up to about the 41-yard line. That's Norris once again. So he's caught a ball, and now he runs it up across the 40 for a first down for the Knights.
Yeah, that was just a good job of Norris that time, following his blockers, not running ahead of his blockers, just kind of holding the back of them, his lead blockers, letting them lay out the defender so he could get some more yardage.
42-yard line, 13-yard pickup on that first down. So the Knights already with a couple of plays getting up close to midfield, first and 10. And here's the handoff to Luke Kammerer. Nothing doing. Hit in the backfield, and he will go down back at the 40-yard line. Griffin Williams, one of the Panthers, in on the stop.
Yeah, nice job by the Valley defense that time adjusting. They know Reedy's going to be wanting to run the football here on this first drive. Short passes, nothing really deep downfield. Safeties are playing very in here, too, to support the running game and the short pass attack.
Second and 11. Daniels rolls right, looking deep, nobody open. Now he's in a world of trouble. He just has to throw it down, and the catch is made, but is he out of bounds? They're looking. They're going to say a catch at the Valley 38-yard line. Wes wow. Abbott goes up and gets it. That is a tremendous catch for the Knights.
That was an insane catch. I mean, that's when you wish kind of did have a replay review right there, because he only did need 1 foot in Licking Valley, the sideline. They're arguing it was caught here on the Valley sideline, but a huge pick on. I mean, it looked like Daniels was just kind of throwing that ball away, and then the receiver ended up jumping up and got a foot down.
21 yards, first and 10 Knights at the 38 of Valley. Inside handoff to Markel Small. Not much there, maybe a yard. It'll be second and 9. But that's already the third different running back that they've had carry the football on this opening drive.
Yeah, doing a nice job of rotating the backs, keeping the backs fresh. And to that, that big passing play, too, it keeps this Valley defense honest. Right, it looks like Reedy was mainly running, short passings, maybe caught the Valley defense a little bit off guard with that deep pass early in this one.
Second down and 9 from the Valley 37. Opening possession of this game for the Silver Knights. Here's Daniels to throw, fires across the middle, and the catch is made. No, he dropped it. That was Abbott again. Ball was a little bit behind him, I think. It does fall incomplete, so the first third down of the Knights on offense here.
Yeah, and I'd say depending on what happens here, maybe as long as they don't take a sack, this probably might be four down territory here for Reedy to go for it. What I'm noticing, too, is the Panthers giving a lot of cushion to these Reedy defenders here on this opening drive. Could look for maybe just a quick short pass to get this third down, at least maybe more manageable if they do want to go for it on fourth.
It is third down and 9. They will have Trips come here to the near side. And Norris is on the shoulder, left side of Norris. Daniels scrambles away, looking to make something happen, breaks a couple of tackles. He will get very close to the first down, maybe a yard short. You know they'll go for it here.
Yeah, it looks like there is a flag, though, in the backfield. So it probably looks like it's coming back.
And it will be a hold against Reedy. So you go from a fourth and short one to now third, and they'll probably put it back around the 45. So probably about third and 15, third and 16.
Yeah.
So that changes everything.
Yeah, holding.
Nope, they're going to say the 47. So that's going to be back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. So it's third and 20.
Yeah, that's going to. I mean, holding is a great way to kill drives. So we'll see what Reedy does here. I would look maybe for just a quarterback keep handoff. Just try to get some yardage here.
Norris got some pressure now, and he will be sacked in the backfield. Huge play by Lincoln Clements. Gets him all the way back to the Reedy 45-yard line. Huge sack right there by Clements.
Yeah, that was big. Just being able to drag, you know, Daniels down. He's showing off his speed so far in this one, and too. It just shows, I think, too, how important that holding penalty was. I mean, yeah, like you said, it went from a fourth and probably one to a third and 20, and now after the sack, you got to punt this.
Yep. All the way back to their side of the 50, the 46 to be exact. So fourth down and 26 after a very promising drive. It goes awry, and Valley's defense stiffens up. Punt is away. Angling, it will bounce at the 20, go inside the 15, and will die inside the 10, actually, just a little inside the 10. So a good punt there from Reedy, and the Panthers will be backed up on their first offensive possession with 8:14 remaining in this opening quarter, and we are scoreless here in Hanover between Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. quarterback for the Panthers, Brody Rogers, the junior. We saw him last year as a sophomore doing a whale of a job replacing his brother, who had been a three-year starter, and he really has taken control of this offense.
Yeah, from what we saw last year, dual threat type of quarterback, can run it, he can throw it.
And we are going to have a dead ball personal foul against Reedy, so they've had two penalties already, and they have been monster. So instead of starting at the 10, Valley gets it out to the 20.
Yeah, that
was... Is the chippiness starting?
It might be. I mean, I'm not sure what caused that. Not sure if I even saw the penalty there at the end of the play, but it was... I mean, yeah, that punt, though, it set up Valley, I mean, back against the wall. They're inside their own 10-yard line now. Yeah, it gives them a lot more breathing room for Valley to work with, and we were talking about, you know, what team can get off to a strong start. It's looking like Valley has the momentum to get a strong start on this drive.
And the first and 10 handoff, and that will go to Donovan Derloney, and Derloney up for about 3-yard pickup.
Hey, nice job there on first down. I'm always a fan of just running it or just getting a high percentage, you know, completion on first down, just staying ahead of the chains. You know, as long as it's second down 8, second down 7, you're staying on schedule, you're, you know, shortening that yard you needed to pick up a new set of downs.
Second down and 7, team ran for 221 yards last week in the win over the Aces. Rogers, here's the handoff to Delaney on the right side. He's got some running room. He'll get the first down and more across the 30, 35, and a huge pickup on second down. Good job by the offensive line. They controlled the turf right there, getting a first down.
Yeah, Lucky Valley, from what I remember watching them last year, that offensive line was dominant. So far, it's looking dominant again, and that's what's needed for this team, especially for this offense, to really get the gears turning. All right, because once you get the running game opened up, it's easier for Rodgers to get the passing game going. Then once the passing and running game are clicking, I mean, this offense is pretty much unstoppable.
First and 10 at the Valley 37-yard line, 14 yards on that second down pickup. Rodgers in the gun. We've got two wideouts split to each side on this first and 10. Rodgers, he will quarterback keep, and he is hit right at the line of scrimmage. Not much doing right there as making the tackle Samuel Carney for Bishop Reedy. No gain, second and 10.
Yeah, that's a tough first down play, but it looks like Reedy, you know, both these teams start out running the ball with good success. Defense has needed to settle down a little bit. It looks like Reedy's defense is settling down, adjusting, you know, to the running attack. It seems like Looking Valley, at least the games we see, you know, we only see a small portion size, but I feel like the opening offensive possession, Coach Boffman just likes to run the ball, establish the line of scrimmage on offense.
Officials stop play. I think we've got an equipment issue for one of the Silver Knights. Clock will start back up once they're ready. And we do at 6.5. Opening quarter scoreless, Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. Second down and 10 for the Panthers at their 37-yard line. Again, two wideouts to each side. Rogers in the pistol. And he will look to throw. Nobody open. Now he's going to roll around a little bit. Now a flag on the plate. He just throws it away. So we'll see what they're going to call here. I'm guessing a hold. But we'll see.
That's what the official indicated here. It's going to be a holding, I think.
Third penalty already. Two on the Knights and the first one here on the Panthers. And they've all been the big chunkers.
Yeah, holdings.
So now do they accept it or keep it at third down and 10?
I would accept it.
And we'll see if Coach T.J. Burbridge agrees with you. Looks like they will. And they will make it second and 20 from the 27. Burbridge is in his third year, record of 18-8. First year went 10-2. Last year 7-5. And so far this campaign, 1-1. Second and 20 for Valley at their 27. Again, four wideouts, two to each side. Rogers. Here's the handoff to Galone, and he will get a hard-earned 3 yards to just shy of the 30, but it will be third down and about 17.
Yeah, got a little bit back there, but, you know, holdings, I always feel like whenever, you know, offense commits a holding, especially if it's at the line of scrimmage, gets enforced for around 10 yards, it's just a classic drive killer, right? We saw it just a few moments ago for Reedy's offense. And unless we got a huge play here for Looking Valley, third and about 17 yards, might kill their drive here too.
Rodgers gets the snap, back to throw. Got some pressure. It's a screen set up for Deloney. He's got linemen in front of him. 35, 40, 45, and that's where he'll be stopped, about 2 yards shy of a first down. So fourth and two from your 45, opening quarter, 5 minutes. Well, you go for it or you punt?
I got fourth down, long two.
You know, this one will get you thinking, I think.
It will. It will.
You're inside your own territory here. If you don't get this, I think, mean, look, you look like a genius if you get it, you don't. I personally think we'll probably punt this one.
And it's a long two.
Yeah, it's not a short. Yeah,
no, it's just on the other side of the 45.
Three, yeah.
Yep. So fourth down, they are lining up to go for it. Rodgers, now he'll take a couple steps back, and it will be a punt. And he gets it away. That's a good kick. Real good kick. Now it depends on the bounce.
Uh-oh.
Goes in into the end zone. 4:44 remains first quarter. We're scoreless. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
For the summer nights, I throw 20-yard line.
Does your family have your carpet a mess? It's time for a flooring makeover. Hello, I'm Charlie from Church Street Floor Coverings, and we're here to help find you the most family-friendly, durable floor coverings available. You can trust us with all of your floor covering needs. Stop in and check out the many products we have to offer. A free estimate will allow you to see how competitive we are. We're located across from Licking County Family YMCA. And be sure to tell them Charlie sent you.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackled your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Back here in the first quarter, scoreless between Reedy and Licking Valley, and we've got holding on both teams, which you don't see very often on a play, but they offset, so we'll redo the first down and 10 at the Reedy 20-yard line. So penalties are really starting to add up here.
Yeah. I mean, we touched on it from last game. Valley struggled with them a lot in the first quarter. Wasn't expecting it to be a factor much in this first quarter, but so far, yeah, two penalties for Valley, three for Reedy.
Daniels, the quarterback. And he will hand it off, again, up the middle to Luke Kamer, and maybe a yard, not much more than that. And they were going to give him, actually, two, which kind of surprises me, but 2 yards, second down and eight.
And yards are hard to come by so far in this one. For runs up the middle, I'm sure, you know, Reedy and Valley, both the plans are to just wear down that defensive line as this game goes on. But I like to see, you know, Reedy use Daniel's athleticism, maybe throw in some read options.
Well, he's going to roll to the right here, looking for a defender, and incomplete. Good coverage there. Looks like that was Quinn Hornfeck, who was on coverage, and the pass falls incomplete, so it's third and eight.
Yeah, that's a hard throw for Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rolling out, throwing on the run. Hard to put a lot of power into that one, and that's why defender was able to make a play on the ball and probably had a good chance of intercepting that. But yeah, another third down here for the Silver Knights.
From their 22, third and eight. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Norris on the left shoulder of Daniels. He will roll right. Got some time. Now he's looking deep, and that pass will fall incomplete, way out of bounds. So the Valley defense rallies and forces a three and out.
Yeah, back-to-back passes for the Silver Knights there. You know, is not the biggest fan of both of those play calls right there. You know, you have athleticism. That's your advantage, I'd say, for against Licking Valley.
Carney is the punter. He will be at the 10-yard line. And back for Licking Valley is Evan Lohr. He's standing at his 36. Carney is ready. Good snap, and he will get it away. That's a nice kick also. Lohr will field it. Can he stay in bounds? He does at the 32 and gets a few yards out of that. So not too bad field position for Valley on this second offensive possession in the first quarter at 3:43. And we are scoreless, and they will mark it at the 40-yard line for the second possession.
And the last offensive possession for the Panthers was really just killed by the holding penalty.
Yeah.
As long as they play clean football, I think they've got a good chance of moving the football.
So first and 10, Valley at their 40. Again, coming off the LCL Buckeye Championship last year. Great season, going 11-2, falling in the regional semis to the eventual state champ, Bishop Watterson. And this team hoping for bigger and better things this season as well. Rogers gets the snap, and here's the handoff to Galoni. He's hit in the backfield, was trying to get away from a couple of knights, but then three or four more came in. Nothing going. That's going to be a loss of a couple yards.
Yeah, both of these defensive lines have made it hard to run the football here in this first quarter. Both these offenses were able to do it on the first couple of plays, but since then, both of these defenses have adjusted well and making these quarterbacks throw the football if they want to move the ball on them.
So second down and 11. You almost feel like a big play might turn this game. Rogers, ready for the snap. And he will look to throw. It's a quick throw and a catch made by Kyle at the 45. And he is triple teamed right there, but gives him a third and manageable just across the 45.
Yeah, I like that. Just a little short pass that time. Making it a manageable third down. So instead of, you know, third and 11, third and 12, it's about third and 4. So the playbook is a lot more open here for the Panthers. And, yeah, what you were saying, I mean, still early, just the first quarter.
Right.
But it seems like, yeah, it's going to be a very similar probably game to last year. Low scoring, first team to around 20 points will probably win this one.
So it's third down and 4 from the Valley 46-yard line. Trips to the far side. Kyle by himself here on the near side. Rogers to throw. Quick drop. Fires. Incomplete. He was looking for Lohr, and it was just a little bit too far out of his reach. So it's fourth down and 4, and that might be a little too much to go for it on your side of the 50.
Right, yeah, I agree, too, with this end of the punting unit. Your defense has played well, and it's kind of just a field position battle right now. And really what you're hoping is hoping to pin them deep around inside their own 20-yard line. Then you want your defense to hopefully go out there, get a three and out. Then you get the ball basically right where it's at right now.
Evan Lohr back to punt for Valley, standing at his 32. Here's the kick. High end-over-end kick. That will be fair caught inside the 20. For Bishop Reedy, which will have their third possession. We are still scoreless with 2:07 remaining in this opening quarter. Licking County Locker Room, next Monday, live from Chip Brothers Brewing, downtown Newark. We'll be featuring Newark Catholic, talking to Athletic Director Rob Smith and their volleyball team, who has had a tremendous run of success over the last several years. So hopefully you can join us either in person or right here on Kate 98.7. Licking County Locker Room, Monday, 6:30 at Chip Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7. They will mark it at the 19-yard line for Bishop Reedy. First and 10 there. And I think we have a change at quarterback, which we do, which we'll get to you in a minute. And the pass was caught that time by Luke Kammerer, the running back. And the new quarterback is Ethan Mutrich. He is a 6'1 sophomore. So already changing quarterbacks in the first quarter, Garrett.
Yeah, and it seemed like just immediately he's a lot more comfortable in the pocket, a lot more comfortable throwing the football. Might see a combination of quarterbacks throughout this game for Reedy.
Second down and 6. He'll look to throw again. In trouble, and he will go down. No, he's going to stay up for a little bit, but finally back to the original line of scrimmage. Tough to bring down, but once again, it's Lincoln Clements with his second sack already in this first quarter.
Yeah, good job by the defensive line there from Valley, just getting pressure on him immediately. Just about 2-3 seconds gone, quarterback had nowhere to go with the ball, and yeah, it now forces a third and long, obvious passing situation.
So third down and 9. I think he got a favorable spot on that sack, but it's still third and long here for Bishop Reedy. Back to their 21 with a minute remaining in this first quarter.
It's like Daniels.
If Daniels is back in at quarterback. And he will keep it on the quarterback keep. Makes one man miss, but he's not going to make the second one. And the Valley defense, two straight times, getting a 3 and out.
Yeah, that's why you punt in that situation.
Right? Yep, yep.
Defense has been playing well. You leaned on the defense. They got the 3 and out. And now you're hopefully going to be set up with a good field position. Although, special teams for Bishop Reedy, the punting unit, has been pretty solid so far here today.
Carney now back at his 10-yard line and Lohr at his 35, 22 seconds remain opening quarter. Got a good punt away last time. Let's see how this one fares. Good snap. And end-over-end bouncer goes across midfield. Lohr thought about it and then backed away smartly and down to the 37-yard line. So that's where Licking Valley gets it with 6.8 seconds remaining in this opening quarter.
Yeah, still solid punt there, though, from Kearney. But, yeah, Licking Valley, we'll see. I mean, it's kind of, yeah, who's going to get that first big play to gain some momentum on offense? Here, similar to the Ohio State Texas game from this past weekend. Both these teams just feeling out each other.
Yep.
Defense is very dominant. And yeah, it feels like, yeah, points are going to be hard to come by. So when you do get the ball, you know, in enemy territory on the plus side of the 50, you got to try to convert those opportunities into points.
Which Valley has not yet crossed midfield in this opening quarter. See what they can do here. Rogers waits for the snap. He gets it. Here's the handoff to Deloney and across the 40. About a 4-yard pickup on first down. That'll wrap up the first quarter. Scoreless, Reedy and Licking Valley. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
Carpenters Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenters Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
We start the second quarter, second down and 6 for Licking Valley at their 41-yard line as we are scoreless with the Panthers and the Reedy Silver Knights. Officials stop play for just a moment. Now we are ready to go. So this second down's got two wideouts to the near side, Kyle to the far side on second down. Here's the handoff. Galone, big hole, 50, 45, down to the Knights, 41-yard line. Easily the best run of the night. And again, the offensive line getting it done.
Yeah, that was a big play that Valley was needing on offense, getting some momentum, getting into Silver Knight territory for the first time tonight.
17 yards on that pickup, down to the Knights' 42-yard line. I'm sure Bishop Reedy thought it was probably going to be a pass play there, and the hole really opened up. Two wideouts to each on this first and 10 for Valley. Lohr comes in motion here to the near side, and here's the handoff. And about a 2-yard pickup for Galone to the Knights' 40.
And it's important, too, right now for Licking Valley to not commit any sort of penalties here. And here on second down, too, just to make this a manageable third down, because this is probably 4-down territory from where you're at. You're in the plus side of the field. It seems like the way this game's going right now, you're not going to get too many opportunities, you know, in enemy territory. So you want to try to convert this into some points in some form or fashion.
Second down and 8 for the Panthers. Rogers. gets the snap. Quick drop. Pass might have been deflected at the line. It does fall incomplete. As looks like coming in there for Bishop Reedy was Caleb Bridges to deflect it. So now you got third and eight from the 40.
Yeah, and I think, you know, both these quarterbacks under heavy pressure. I mean,
yeah.
Rodgers pretty much got the snap and threw it. And the defense is already in his face right after he threw the ball. So I wouldn't be opposed to trying a similar play out like that. The goal here, I think, on third down for the Panthers is not necessarily to even get the first down, but to make this, you know, fourth and short, fourth and three, fourth and two.
Let's see what they come up with on this third and eight from the Silver Knights 40. Trips to the near side. Rodgers to throw. He is looking deep, and it will fall incomplete. Looking for Kyle. There was a little bumping, but I don't think enough to call a PI.
Yeah.
That's a good not call by the official. But now, because you didn't get it to fourth and two, fourth and three, I think maybe you try to pin him back.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably looking like that.
If Lohr can get it inside the 10-yard line, that's what Coach Boffman is hoping for here.
That's what you're hoping for. But, yeah, I mean, I understand we're going to take the shot play there on third down, but the way the scheme's going, it's been, you know, getting into, you know, the plus side of 50 has been rare occurrence.
Lohr takes his time, angling it. It will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So we remain scoreless at 10:37 in the second quarter. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, I'm Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling, your local premier Armstrong dealer. We're family-owned, and for over 10 years, we've been proudly serving Licking County and the surrounding area. Need a new system? We offer free consultations for equipment replacement. Have an older unit? We service all makes and models to keep you comfortable year-round. And with energy prices going up, now's the perfect time to make sure your system's running at peak efficiency so you can save on those electric bills. Elliott Heating and Cooling, keeping you comfortable and your costs low in every season. Visit our website today, ElliottHeating.com.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
While we were away on first down, the Knights got 2 yards rushing. On second down, they lost three, so it's now third down and 11 from their 19-yard line in this scoreless battle between Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. Daniels in the gun, rolls right, got some pressure. He's going to launch, and he's got a man open, and a catch is made into Valley territory. He made a great catch in the first quarter, and Wes Abbott comes up with a huge bomb along the right sidelines. First and 10, Reedy into Valley territory.
Well, if he was able to keep his balance, that was going to be a touchdown, but still a huge play. First third down conversion converted by either team tonight, and that was huge, getting into Valley territory. Now we'll see if they're able to capitalize on it.
We talked about a big play. That's the first one, 55 yards. Now at the Valley 34, first and 10. Daniels, handoff and getting some yardage, breaking a couple of tackles at the 30, 25, and will be upended inside the 25. That is Kingston Norris, who we saw on the first drive. Haven't seen really much of him since then, but a nice pickup on the left side, and here comes Reedy.
Yeah, they got a good look of him right there. Huge stiff arm right there at the line of scrimmage. It's what really opened up that run for him to get a new set of downs there. And, yeah, it seems like now Reedy's getting that momentum. They're getting closer and closer to that red zone. We'll see if Valley can make a stand here and try to force a field goal attempt.
11-yard pickup, and it's first and 10 Reedy at the Panther 23. Here's Norris up the middle, breaks two tackles, and he's a very strong, hard runner, close to the 15.
Yeah, it seems like Norris, 6'1", 195. Junior, he's a little shaken up here. Going to have to get subbed out, but I was just about to say, it seems like he's getting a little bit of a rhythm there. It seems like they're just going to feed him until he can't go anymore, but unfortunately he's going to have to sub out there for the Silver Knights, which may change up the game plan a bit.
He does pick up six on first and 10, so it's second and 4 from the Valley 17. Reedy with Daniels. Boy, that was a near fumble on the handoff, but it works to perfection for Reedy along the left side, getting inside the 10-yard line. Markell Small got it. Looked like I thought they juggled the handoff there.
Yeah, well, it was a read option, and he waited until the last second, really, to pull that one out from Daniels. I mean, Daniels even got hit. The defenders thought he held on to the ball, but yeah, made the right decision there in the read option. Picked up the first down as they're going to get a timeout here. It's first and goal here for the Silver Knights.
Just inside the 10 after an 8-yard pickup. So Licking Valley calling a timeout on defense with 7:50 remaining in this second quarter. And we are scoreless between the Panthers and the Silver Knights. Our next high school football game of the week, next Friday, will be at Whitefield. The Newark Wildcats start OCC Buckeye action, entertaining the Cruisers of Groveport. Newark trying to rebound tonight. They've taken on arch rival Zanesville after losing to Mount Vernon at home last Friday. See if they can get back on the winning track and then start league play with a win over Groveport. All the action right here on Kate 98.7, pregame at 6:45, kickoff 7 p.m. next Friday. The Cats and the Cruisers here on Kate 98.7. First and goal, Bishop Reedy just inside the 10. Daniels will give it to Small, and he will get a couple of yards. Not too much there, second and goal.
Yeah, I thought it was a good timeout, too, there by Licking Valley. You can kind of pick and choose, too, when you use these timeouts in the first half. I thought it was good to try to kill that momentum that the Silver Knights had going on and just kind of calm your defense down and say, all right, guys, let's at least force a fourth down decision here.
Second and goal from the 8, just a 1-yard pickup. Norris is back in. He's on the left shoulder of Daniels on the second and goal. Single wideouts to each side. Daniels gets the snap. He'll hand it off, and that is Norris. He went one way, comes back the other, and it's a house call for Bishop Reedy. He went right, changed his mind, went left, and takes it into the end zone from 8 yards out, and the Silver Knights get on the board, leading at 6-0.
Well, I think the Silver Knights found their guy they're going to be running their offense through.
Yep.
Is Norris. After they picked up that big passing play, it was all Norris show. I mean, he just was fed the ball, had to get off the field. He was a little hobbled up there, but then on second down, looked like probably had a good chance of getting stopped in the backfield. But, yeah, completely changed direction. Another strong stiff arm, too, by Norris there. And Silver Knights strike first.
Cross Williams on for the point after. Snap down, kick on the way, and it is good. 7:06 remains, second quarter. Bishop Reedy leads at 7-0. You're listening to the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Are you tired of shops playing guessing games with your vehicle and providing mystery quotes? Yeah, so are we. This is Dan Teakin. At Kreger Tire and Service, we don't sugarcoat it. We diagnose it, fix it, and then we back it with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Tires, of course, but we're way past tires. Brakes, AC, check engine lights. We handle the real problems. Real work, real people, real results. Kreger Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
7:06 remains before halftime. Bishop Reedy now leading Licking Valley by a score of 7-0. Quinton Hornfeck will return the kickoff for the Panthers. He'll get across the 22-yard line And that's where Valley will start. So eight plays, 80 yards on that drive by Bishop Reedy, capped off by the eight-yard touchdown run by Norris. Coach Boffman talked about it in the pregame, their speed, which we saw on that pass play, but then some power with Norris at running back.
Yeah, Norris is definitely a problem on that drive, but now it's up to this Valley offense to see what kind of response they have here. Valley's 0 for 3 on third downs. They had a drive get really, their opening drive got stalled out because of that holding penalty. And since then, just not much going. They took a couple shots. Rogers not able to find his receivers. I think they really need to try to get this running game established, open up the passing game for Rogers.
Here's the handoff to Galone, and he has another big hole across the 30 up close to a first down. And on that previous possession, he had three straight runs where he got 24 yards. So maybe you stay with that. It's going to be enough for a first down, exactly 10 yards. So Valley does get 10 on that first and 10 pickup.
Yeah, and I would just continue, running the football. That's what's worked for the Panthers the best so far here tonight. I would just continue to keep doing that.
And he will get the handoff again. Huge hole once more. At least 9 yards. It's going to be second and very short. Nope, they're going to say enough for another first down. So that's back-to-back 10-yard carries for Galone, and here comes Valley.
Yeah, and you might just need to, maybe the Galone drive. You know, just keep feeding him. He's been picking up yards, even like you said, last year. Really throughout this game, he's been able to pick up decent yards on the ball, and now it's going to be second and inches.
Yeah, the side judge said move the chains, and now they've said second, and it is very, very short, and it will be a first down now. And it's Galone breaking a couple of tackles, and he will get close to midfield. So I'm still giving him 10 on that initial pickup, and I'm going to give him 6 more here. And now it's first down and 10 Valley at the 49. And this is what they did last week against Amanda. They said, we're not going to throw the ball anymore. We're going to run it. They got 220 yards rushing, and they did wear down the Aces in that second half. And that might be the philosophy right here. First and 10 at the Panther 49-yard line with 5:50 remaining second quarter. Bishop Reedy up 7-0. Rogers with Lohr in motion. And here's the handoff. It's an end around and a lot of room at the 40, 35, 30. Nice cut inside and a huge pickup for Quentin Hornfett. And here come the Panthers trying to answer the Knights as they are now inside the 25.
Yeah, well, they've got a really good opportunity to be able to put some points on the board. Nice job. You want to continue running the football, but you just don't want to make it too obvious. So mix it up. Nice job calling the end around there. Caught the Silver Knights off guard, and that was a huge pickup.
Down to the Knights' 24-yard line. First and 10 there for Licking Valley. Here's the handoff. Galone breaks one tackle and will be able to push forward to being just shy of the red zone, just outside the 20.
Well, down by number 8, Brendan Long.
Seems like the closer you get to the end zone, seems like it harder it is to put the ball in the end zone. It'll be interesting to see if the Silver Knights are able to force a third and long decision, what Licking Valley would do. But still, second down here.
Second and 7. Two wideouts to the near side. And we're going to have a stoppage of play. Valley's going to call their second timeout of this first half with 4:48 remaining. And Valley trailing 7-0. High school football scoreboard show this evening. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller getting everything ready for you. They'll have all the scores from across the listening area. 9-11 on our sister station T100, the high school football scoreboard show. Week number 3. Off and running.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long. Next thing you know, it'll be week 9.
Yep. That's how it goes. I feel like flies by.
So it's second down. 7 for the Panthers at the 21-yard line after the timeout. Reedy leading this one 7-0. They come back on the field. Again, these teams met last year at Columbus, and Valley got the 20-14 victory, which then started an 8-game winning streak for the remainder of the regular season. Ended up being a 10-game streak overall with a couple of wins in the playoffs here at Randy Boffman Stadium. Can they duplicate that or maybe even better this year? We'll find out in a few weeks. Second down, here's Galone, and he gets upended inside the 20-yard line but was able to fall forward for a couple of more yards. So Third down, we'll call it five, just inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate just maybe running it here again just to see what you can get here on third down, because it's probably four down territory. I wouldn't look to take a shot here. If you are going to throw it, I just throw something short, high percentage. The objective here really is to just pick up positive yardage.
Maybe Rodgers can keep it here. He's only kept it one time so far tonight. He will, no, hand it off. Good hole for Galone. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. It'll be a first and goal. Panthers at the 5-yard line. Great push by that right side of the offensive line.
Yeah, that was big there on third down. The offensive line came up big, and yeah, Galone found the hole. Now they got goal to go.
Well, they woke up after that drive by Bishop Reedy, and they are looking to come right back and tie this thing up. They've got it first and goal at the Knights' 5-yard line. 3:50 remains second quarter. Galone behind Rodgers on first and goal. Makes one man miss. Goes forward, and that is a real good 2-yard pickup, because he was could have been tackled behind the line.
Yeah, had a chance for him about 2-3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Defender missed the tackle, so yeah, good job able to pick up some positive yardage there. Second and goal. I'll just keep, you know, running the ball here in second and goal. See if you can just get this one running. I mean, you picked up the majority, pretty much all the yards on this drive just by running the football.
No passes on this now 9-play drive. Second and goal from the 3. Galone. Is he in? He's in. It's a touchdown for the Panthers, and they have closed to within a point at 7-6.
Just a good response that time by Licking Valley. All runs. They did it. You know, they threw in the end around for the big pickup, but just going back to their roots, going back to their strength and what they pride themselves on, their toughness up front, running the football old-fashioned, and that's what they turned to when they needed a score, and they were able to get it in the end zone.
Justice McLean to attempt the point after to tie this thing up. Snap is down. Hold is good. Kick on the way. No problem. So 3:12, second quarter, and now we are tied. So the defenses were getting everything done. Now both teams scoring on their last offensive possessions, and we are tied at 7. Good answer right there by the Panthers.
Yeah, now 3:16 left before halftime. This is an important last few minutes here before the half, because Licking Valley will get the ball to start off the third quarter. If you're Reedy, you definitely do not want to try to give the ball back to Valley, who seemed to, you know, regain the momentum in this game, get the crowd back involved. Worst case, you want to maybe punt this one away with under a minute to go. But, yeah, these last few minutes, I feel like, can really either help out Reedy heading into the second half or really hurt him.
Reedy has all three of their timeouts. Licking Valley does have one left at 3:12 second quarter.
MSA primary care physicians.
Wind has died down significantly, so it really, unless we get another burst coming through, should not be a factor. McLean ready to check that. Lewis will kick off as he did to start the game. And we are ready. Lewis has it teed up at the 40. And here's the kick. Short kick that will be fielded by the quarterback, Daniels, at the 20. He's up to the 25, spins away, and he's met by a couple of Panthers at the 26-yard line. And that's where the Knights will get it with this game tied at 7. So we'll see what Reedy decides to do. They've had the biggest play of the ballgame, 55-yard pass, which set up their first touchdown on a run by Norris of 8 yards. And they've used a couple of quarterbacks, but for the most part, it has been Daniels, I think, except for 2 snaps since he came in on that third down. So he is still in at quarterback, first and 10 from the 26. Single wideouts to each side. Norris in the backfield with Daniels. And Norris will get it. Makes a man miss with another strong stiff arm. And, again, that play should have lost 2 or 3 yards. It ends up getting a couple of yards.
Yeah, Norris is a hard man to bring down here tonight. And that's why I expected them to go on first down. I expect them to continue feeding Norris in some form or fashion, or run some read options between him and Daniels.
Second down and 9. 2.5 to play, second quarter. At the 27, Daniels waits for the snap. He gets it, and he will keep it along the left side, makes one man miss, and will turn it up to about the 30-yard line. I tell you right now, the Panthers are getting pretty good penetration up front.
Yeah, their defensive line, I mean, for the majority of the game, has done a really good job. Even when Norris was having his way, I mean, he was primarily getting those yardage just because of the plays he was making, stiff arms, breaking tackles. But, yeah, no hurry here from the Silver Knights as they got a third down here, a little over 2 minutes to play.
Third and 7 from their 30-yard line. Under 2 to play, second quarter. Tied at 7, the Panthers and the Knights. Daniels, and it looks like Bishop Reedy is going to call a timeout, their first of this first half, and they'll rethink this 3rd and 7. Ohio State football tomorrow. The Buckeyes taking on Grambling after knocking off number 1 Texas last Saturday, 14-7. All the action right here on your home for the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. Kickoff 3:30.
Yep.
Our pregame coverage starts just after 2. Should be a comfortable win tomorrow.
I would hope so.
I would hope so. There might be a little letdown to start the game after doing what they did last week to the Longhorns, making sure those horns stayed down, and that's exactly what they did. I liked just how many emojis of Matthew McConaughey showed up after the ball game. Just a few. But that's a good, solid win to start the year for the defending national champs and Coach Ryan Digg. Great job on defense. And we'll see what the Valley Panthers can do here on defense. At 3rd and 7 from Bishop Reedy's 30-yard line, a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Daniels rolls right. He is looking for his main man, and the catch is made for a first down at the 38-yard line. Once again, Wes Abbott, he's the clutch one.
Yeah, he's made some impressive catches so far, and it seems like kind of what I feel like when you least expect it, him and Daniels hook up for a big pickup.
They'll move it out to the 38-yard line. That is enough for a first down. He did stay in bounds, so the clock will continue to roll here, but that is a huge third down pickup for Bishop Reedy. Two wideouts come here to the near side. Abbott is by himself on the far side. It's a handoff to Norris. Good job by the Panthers that time, as he will only get about a yard on first down.
Yeah, and it's, you know, time is starting to become a factor here. If Reedy was hoping to probably put this one in the end zone, but I'd say depending on what happens on the second down, either you need to decide if you want to play with some urgency and realistically try to put this one in the end zone or get into field goal range, or just try to go into halftime tied up.
We are at 1 minute before half. It is second down and 9 at the Bishop Reedy 39. Daniels to throw. Pumps once, pumps a second time, now looking deep, and there's nobody back there but Evan Lohr, and it falls incomplete, so it is third down, so miscommunication on that play. And trying to see if we have a flag down in the backfield, and I think we do, and I think it's a hold against Bishop Reedy. It is. They had been penalty-free in the second quarter, and what will Coach Boffman do? Will he accept it or decline it? He's like, nope, push him back.
Yeah, I agree with the call there. I mean, just 49 seconds. It's not really enough time with only one timeout. If you even do get the ball back, force a fourth down, you really just want to make sure Reedy doesn't get this, have a chance to put any more points up before halftime.
Second down and 19 from the 29-yard line. Just under 50 ticks remain. Daniels waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll hand it off to Norris. Hit in the backfield. He's able to break away from a couple of tackles, and he will get out to about the 33. And there's still some stuff going on between these teams. That's not chippy, but they're still blocking and playing around a little bit after the play. So it's third down now, and the clock continues to run. about a 10-second difference between the play clock and the game clock, so they will have to run one more play. Okay. But they are taking their time here on this third down.
Brings up the third down and 15.
So third and 15. Daniels now just gets into the pistol, ready to go. 6 seconds on the play clock. And he does get the snap. Here's the handoff to Norris across the 35, but just back to the original line of scrimmage. And that will do it. Quick moving first half. Low scoring, but pretty entertaining. Both defenses getting it done. Each team finally having a little bit of offense in the second quarter, but nothing has been decided in this first half so far from Licking Valley. The Panthers and the Knights tied at 7. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Comfort is everything, and at Rent-to-Own, comfort is easy to bring home. Right now, you can win up to $150 off your next rental by playing Spin to Win on our website. We've got brand-name furniture like Ashley, the latest iPhones and iPads, washers and dryers that make life simple, and more. Stock is going fast, and this deal ends September 30th, so don't wait. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com. No purchase necessary.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
Halftime score, 7-7 between Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle from Randy Boffman Stadium at Licking Valley High School. 7-7 our score after one half of play. Both defenses getting it done in the first quarter. We were scoreless. And then a third down, 55-yard pass play for Bishop Reedy got them going into Licking Valley territory, and that drive ended up being an 8-yard touchdown run by Norris. A point after was good. It was 7-0. We wondered how Valley would respond. Right off the bat, they just decided, we're going to run the football. They go 9 plays in 77 yards, and it's capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run by Marty Galone. Extra point good. We are tied at 7. Your thoughts on that first half?
Very defensive favorite, obviously. I continue it to be that way in the second half. And Valley's response, I think, to the touchdown was really big because it seemed like, you know, especially after that 55-yard pass by Reedy, and then they were able to kind of march down the field very easily after that, just kind of run right down the field and put it in the end zone. Got a little worried there for a second. But Licking Valley said, all right, let's just kind of go back to our roots, right, running the football. And that's what has primarily worked for them throughout this game. They were trying to get Rodgers loosened up try to get some throws here and there. He's completed some short stuff, but the deep shots, you know, anything 10, 15 plus yards down the field, they just haven't been able to hook up. Seems like they're kind of forcing it, I felt like, too, on certain possessions. But they just, every single play, just running the football, and they ran it right down the field and scored the touchdown. So it seems like, to me, I feel like, really, first team to hit 20, 21 points, I feel like, is probably going to win this, if it even takes that much. I mean, based off what I saw, if it feels like this may be a 14-7, maybe 17-14 type of ball game right here. So points are definitely at a premium in this one. It's really up to, I feel like, whatever team forces a, you know, turnover and downs, or just a turnover when the other team, you know, gets in the red zone, or they have a scoring opportunity to put some points on the board. Whatever defense comes up big and stops the opposing team, you know, when they have a scoring position, I feel like is going to win this game.
And I also think, you know, Coach Boffman talked about it. Yeah, we want to run the football. We do want to pass it just to, you know, spread out that defense and make them think a little bit. It didn't work in the first half, but that didn't seem to stop his offensive line, I think, for the most part, controlling that line of scrimmage. Galoni's already had 5 runs of 10 or more, so I think the line has done a pretty good job against Reedy in that first half. You may say, well, they've only got 7 points, but I think they've controlled it more than they have not.
I agree with you there. Their offensive line has done a great job. And too, I mean, their opening drive looked really promising, mm-hmm. too. Holding, that's what killed their opening drive, too. Looking at just 2 penalties in that first half. Reedy, 4 penalties. And two, third downs. You know, whatever team I think could start to convert more on third downs, a lot higher chance to win this game. Licking Valley just 1-for-4 on third downs. Reedy 2-for-6. So these defenses have done a really good job of getting the opposing offenses off the field on third downs. But yeah, I think really for Licking Valley, it's just continue to run the football. Make Reedy stop you running the football. You don't have to do anything crazy, right? You can pull out the, you just run the football. Just run the football. Nothing fancy, old fashioned. And that's what worked for them on their only a touchdown drive.
I really feel this game has playoff atmosphere because, you know, the old saying, defenses usually win football games late in the year. And even though we're just in week 3, it just has that feeling. Both teams know this could really help catapult them to what they want to do in the postseason. Well, we'll see what happens in the second half. Right now, it's a good one. Licking Valley is tied with Bishop Reedy at 7 apiece. Our halftime now continues with Tonight in Ohio High School Football with Skip Mozick from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mozick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. As we like to do throughout the season, we'll speak with various reporters from different parts of the state. Tonight we'll talk a little Central Ohio High School football with longtime reporter Lee Cochran. Lee joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential because in Ohio, public education matters.
Football? flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSF's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSF's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Poorly imitated, never duplicated. This is ONN's Tonight in High School Football. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids at Bex. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game as we talk a little Central Ohio High School football this evening. Lee Cochran has covered high school football in Central Ohio for decades. And Lee, 2 weeks in now, any surprises in your opinion around Central Ohio? Ohio, one way or another?
I don't know. I think Westland, I mean, they lost a tough game last week, but I think that they are going to be right there in the thick of things. I'm a little bit surprised ONTG Berlin comes into tonight 0-2, as does New Albany, and they're playing tonight. I don't know that there's a whole lot of surprise. I think it's so early in the season that we don't know what surprises us yet and what doesn't. And I guess that's about the best way to put it.
Well, Lee, you mentioned the ones that are off to maybe slower starts than they had hoped. With the changes in the postseason format, reducing the field from 16 teams to 12 from each region, you know, how much pressure is there now on schools that wasn't there before that may not be off to the start they'd like?
Well, I think there is, especially once you get out of Division I. Again, in Division I, you only have, 17, 18 teams in each region. It's once you get out of that some of these teams that were making the playoffs at 4-6 last year aren't going to do it. So I do think it puts it's schedules are already set, so it's not going to affect that this year. But I think especially in some of these other divisions, you're going to see a little bit of changes in how they're scheduling in the non-conference, because when they went to 16, you know, especially in Division I, everyone was getting in, and it gave teams the opportunity to schedule a little bit more difficult to prepare for the postseason.
Do you like or dislike the changes, Lee, and why?
Oh, I love the changes to 12. When they went from 8 to 16, I think, 16 is too much. Even in, divisions 2 through 7, it 12, and you have something to play for too, because that means the top four teams get a bye. And that is very important, especially when you're at week 11.
Well, Lee, we know the season will sort itself out, but I know just 2 weeks in, who's your top dog in Central Ohio in Division I at the moment?
I think Olentangy is. Olentangy is just so stout on defense. And they gave up some points last week, which I was a bit surprised. But, they're down the middle. I mean, with defensive lineman Daniel Stevens, linebacker C.J. Santa, who's going to Ohio State, and safety Caden Gephardt, who's going to Clemson. They are just stout up the middle. And, as we know, defense always wins championships.
Same question in Division II, Lee.
I would say DeSales is going to be right there, locally. I think that they are probably the team to be. Big Walnut's going to be there, too. Those are going to be your two teams. Now, you got to remember, you're in that you're in that region with Massillon. So that makes it a little bit tougher, as we all know, because they've been in that same region for a while. But I think in Central Ohio, those are the two teams I like a lot, DeSales and Big Walnut. You got to remember, Big Walnut lost to Waterson 20-0 last year. They lose again this year, but after last year, they won 13 in a row and made a state semifinal.
You mentioned Waterson in Division III, Lee. Some are saying that, you know, this year's team might be even better than the one that went undefeated and won the state title a year ago.
I think that quite possibly could be true, and a big reason is Drew Belisari. He had a great year last year. He's playing dynamite, and you know, this is a team that's won, 32 out of their last 34 games coming into tonight, and I mean, they are... They've gotten up to, you know, as you can see from the last 3 years, to where they are just reloading. They're not rebuilding at all. And, you know, it took Coach Kennedy a little bit of time to get to this point, but he's there and really could make another run. And it's not a surprise that they're playing Toledo Central Catholic in the state title right. for the third year in a row.
Again, Lee Cochran has covered Central Ohio high school football for many years. Lee, we always appreciate you hopping on. Thanks for your insight, okay?
You betcha. It's my favorite time of the year, Skip. You know that.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Reagan Schnipke from Elgin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I love being a part of a team where we can like work together in order to achieve our goals and win, obviously. I also like independent sports like cross country and track because they're individual and I like competing for myself.
Reagan brings that same winning attitude to FFA.
And I really like it, and I learn a lot, and it's a lot of good experience. Job interview taught me a bunch of stuff. And I'm also a student officer for FFA, and it's taught me a lot with public speaking.
And maybe the greatest lessons are learned in agriculture.
Agriculture has brought many aspects to my life. It has taught me that teamwork, hard work, responsibility, time management and determination is needed to succeed in life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Do you want a brighter, whiter smile? At McMillan Dental, we make it simple. Our professional teeth whitening systems are safe, fast, and deliver results. Whether you're prepping for a big event or you just want to feel more confident, we've got you covered. Schedule your whitening today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com and start smiling brighter tomorrow.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Lee Cochran for joining us tonight. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Vex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
At the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Couple minutes away from the start of the third quarter here at Randy Boffman Stadium, tied at 7, Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. Scores from across the county. Granville and Johnstown, both teams 2-0. Blue Aces leading the Johnnies in Johnstown by a score of 13-6 in the second quarter. I think we both were pleasantly surprised by Granville last week in their win over Tri-Valley.
Yeah. Well, they got Kyle Kirby. We're big fans of him.
Yes,
and
we are.
He's on full display this year, right? He's the centerpiece, and I feel like, yeah, as long as he stays healthy, there's no reason why. I mean, he's one of the best players in the county.
A couple of other scores for you. Newark Catholic trying to get their first win on the season. They trail Buckeye Trail 8-6 that game in the second half. Heath and Columbus Academy, they're scoreless. Granville Heights leading at Northridge by a score of 21-7. Fredericktown and Utica's home opener, and it's a good one right now. Freddies lead the Redskins by a score of 14-13 in the first half. A couple of other scores for you. Sheridan is leading Licking Heights 14-0. That game just about at halftime. Newark trailed Zanesville 8-7, but the Wildcats have responded in a big way. They now lead the Blue Devils by a score of 29-8. You have to say, that's a must-win. You can't lose back-to-back if you want to make a run here in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see that they bounced back, you know, did here. They were trailing, but they responded. That's what's important. This is a must-win, though, for them.
Taze Valley and Watkins Memorial, that game over in Pataskala, they're tied at 14 in the first half. Burn Union is leading Lakewood by a score of 21-0, that game in half number two. All the scores of those games and much, much more on the High School Football Scoreboard Show starting in about 45 minutes on our sister station T100 with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. They'll have all the scores, get the calls in, and some analysis as well as we wrap up Week 3 High School Football Scoreboard Show starting at 9 on T100. Both teams are now coming out on the field and getting ready to warm up for the second half with this game tied at 7. Both teams scoring in the second quarter, both getting touchdown runs, 8 yards for Bishop Reedy and a 3-yard run for Galone for Licking Valley to tie this game up at 7. And Licking Valley gets the ball to start this second half. And you talked about it, points at a premium, possessions at a premium. You really are kind of leaning to the fact of, does one big crucial mistake flip this game and really make the difference? Because that's where I think it's headed.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It feels like, yeah, whatever team, you know, turns it over or, you know, maybe just makes a big mistake, you know, defensively even, you know, giving up a big play or giving a big touchdown, is set to lose this game. So you don't want to get caught up, too, you know, in low-scoring games like this, you know, playing not to make a mistake, right, because that could end up costing you the game as well, you know, playing too conservative, calling the game too conservative, but you don't want to be overly aggressive as well. So it's just finding that, you know, healthy medium. Valley, they get the ball at the half. Lastly saw them all runs, and they were able to get in the end zone. So I really just expect them to just come out of the gate here in the second half, just continue to run the football and force the Silver Knights to make them throw it against them.
Even though they did have the one big pass play, you have to feel that would still be, they want to run the football, both teams want to run the football and use the pass whenever necessary, but it really is now a chess match in the second half to see who blinks first, and it'll be interesting to see what Valley does here on this initial drive to start this third quarter. They will go left to right to start this quarter number three. Again, for Licking Valley after this, they'll be back with county matchups, interconference matchups with LCL Cardinal teams, Heath and Newark Catholic, before they start LCL Buckeye play. And everybody's already started talking about it. Are we going to see the league championship week 8 at Granville between the Blue Aces and the Panthers? Both coaches will completely shut that down because there's a lot of football to be played between these two. And Coach Boffman, of course, he knows what he's doing. Now, 7th place all time in coaching victories in the state of Ohio, behind a familiar name for many Central Ohio fans, and in fact, a relation to Granville with head coach Heath Hinton. It is his uncle, Ron Hinton, who Randy Boffman trails by just a few wins. He could move up to sixth place if the Panthers get double digits this year. But the Hall of Famer, you love the fact that you have him on your sideline when you're in this type of position. He's seen this time and time again. And this ball club last year, a lot of close games. They know what they need to do in close contests.
Absolutely, yeah. When you're in situations like this, you definitely are favoring age over beauty here.
Right? All right, you tell him that. I'm not saying that.
But no, he knows what he's doing. I think, yeah, he's been in countless situations like this. And I'm sure, you know, he'll come out of the gate, I think, just continue to run the football. That's what he loves to do. He's very old school, and it's working this game. It's not like, you know, they've been struggling to run the football. They've really had a good, I mean, how many runs over 10 yards?
I had five.
Yeah, with those kinds of numbers, you would expect them to have more than just 7 points. But, you know, they had a drive, got killed by a holding call, and then it seemed like, yeah, they were trying to just maybe force the deep shot by Rodgers, but there was just nothing open downfield. But I think on that last offensive drive they had right before the half, you don't need to force it, don't need to overthink things. Just run the football and try to get in the end zone. Force Reedy to, you know, stack the box or do something to stop the run, and then the passing game will sort itself out.
This was a close one last year. Reedy falling to the Panthers 20-14 late, and it looks like we'll have that same type of matchup tonight in Hanover with these two teams deadlocked at 7. So we are now ready for the third quarter to get underway. Everybody's back in their seats. The fans are ready to go. The teams are out on the field. Again, Valley gets it to start this third quarter, going left to right. Hornfeck is back to receive this kickoff by the Knights, and it is up. Line drive, and it will be bobbled at the 28 and recovered there by Licking Valley. So they'll have it first and 10 there. With the game tied at 7, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. So, Brody Rogers, again, his second season as the starting quarterback. Not too bad of a rookie year, going 11-2 and capturing a league championship.
No, yeah, following in his brother's footsteps.
Yep.
He had great success here, Hayden Rogers and now Brody Rogers. You know, just being able to learn, too, from his brother, you know, be in the system, and then it just helps, I think, so much, is just, you know, learning from your brother, probably getting more benefit than his brother did.
First and 10 at the 28. Rogers in the pistol. He's got Galone behind him. Two wideouts split to each side on this first and 10. Here's the handoff to Galone. Gets through the initial run. He's at the 40, 45, and gets pushed out of bounds there. Good, strong run to start this second half for the Panthers up to the 46-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, and there's another run over 10 yards. I see no signs of this running game slowing down here so far out the gate here to start the third quarter.
Give him 19 officially, and they'll put it at the 47 of Valley, first and 10 there. Again, the line doing a nice job, holding their blocks and letting Galone get to that second level. Again, two wideouts to each side. Rogers, Lohr in motion to the middle of the field. Now Rogers will keep it, his second quarterback keep, and this is a good one. Down inside Reedy's territory to a close to the 45-yard line. That's a good pickup on first down.
And that's, I think, too, what you got to mix in here in the second half. If you really want to focus on just running the football, is, you know, Brody Rogers is a dual-threat style quarterback. He can get it done with his legs, so every once in a while he can throw in a quarterback keep, or, you know, throw a read option in there, let Rodgers read, you know, whether to give it off or keep it himself.
Well, he gets 8 yards on that first down pickup, so it's second and 2 from the Silver Knights 45-yard line. This game tied at 7, opening drive of the third quarter. Panthers looking sharp early. Rodgers waiting for the snap on this second down and 2. And here's the handoff. Ooh, and hit behind the line is Galone, and he will actually lose a couple of yards. That is a strong play by Bishop Reedy's defense.
And they needed it right there, because it seemed like they were kind of getting steamrolled there on the first two plays out the gate. Get 19 yards and then 8 yards on the ground. So much needed tackle for loss there, now forcing a you know, about third and about four here.
Martell Small was on the stop. That's a big loss. It's third down and about four. As he came up and just nobody blocked him, and he made a sure tackle on Deloney. So it's third down, and we'll say a short four for the Panthers. Rodgers will look to throw. Fires, and a catch made by Kyle. He breaks one-man tackle, and he goes to the 30. Still on his feet, down to the 25-yard line. Huge pickup, first and 10, Panthers.
And that's a play it seemed like they're trying to hook up with all first half. They finally get it there on third down, and just big yards after catch that time.
Third and four, 20-yard pickup to the Silver Knights, 26, and the drive stays alive for LV, looking to take their first lead tonight. Game tied at 7 as we come up on 10 minutes, third quarter. So now two wideouts again to each side, and in the backfield with Rodgers is Galoney. It's Lohr in motion, and fake end around. No, they are going to keep the end around, and that time it did not work. A huge loss. See where they mark it all the way back to the 37-yard line. That's 11 yards on that loss.
Yeah, well, it's a high-risk, high-reward sort of play, right? We saw the high reward in the first half. It's what kind of, I think, sparked their touchdown drive. They try to run it back there, and, well, I think Reedy was ready for it that time. And, yeah, it basically a sack there on first down, and it now forces you in a passing situation here on second and long.
Second and 21, to be exact, at the Silver Knights 37. Rodgers will roll. Now he's firing in the pass, caught, and it's Kyle. He breaks a couple of tackles and gets inside the 30-yard line. So some yards back there. And check out, that's actually Hornfeck who made the catch. And so he'll be just inside the 30, but we've got a flag on the play in the backfield. Let's see what they're going to call here.
I think it might be roughing.
Well, this would be a mammoth call. Personal foul, and that is what it is. Roughing the quarterback. So you go from second and 21. It's still going to be third and 15 if you don't get the personal foul. That's an automatic first down. Wow. Well, we talked about one mistake might change the game. Might have to mark that one down.
I think, I mean, depending on what happens here, cap this drive off, that is huge because you basically blew this drive up. Blowing up that end around, I mean, you pretty much ended Licking Valley's drive, and now, you know, just kind of a heat of the moment mistake there, you know, roughing the quarterback, you know, fifth penalty now for Reedy. You know, they had four there in the first half, a little bit of trouble with it, but you cannot afford to have those types of penalties in that type of situation.
The ball goes all the way to the Silver Knights 14, first and 10 there for Valley. Rodgers might be changing the play here. He's going to hand it off. Galoney will get a couple of yards down to about the 12. But it was second and 21 from the 37. And now you've got second down and 8 from the 12. Wow.
Yeah, big. Just a big, it's a bad penalty in a bad spot there. But it seems like, too, though, Silver Knights have, you know, they've done a better job, I think, of handling the rushing attack so far on this drive in the third quarter here compared to the first half.
8 minutes remain in this third quarter, tied at 7. Valley on the move. They're at the Silver Knights 12. Second down and 8 there. Rodgers waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll hand it off. Galoney goes inside the 10-yard line. So it'll be third down and probably about 5. And see what they call here. I'm sure they want to keep running the football, but I'm sure Reedy feels the same way.
Right. That's you got to find the balance here. And I wouldn't hate maybe, you know, just kind of a, you know, short curl route, but what they ran on their last third down conversion, which they converted.
Third down and 5 from just inside the 10. Rodgers gets the snap. It's Galoney. And nope, Rodgers is going to keep it. He's at the 5, and it's a house call for Licking Valley. Great fake by Rodgers. He keeps it on the right side, takes it into the end zone from 9 yards out, and Licking Valley gets their first lead at 13-7.
And that's just, I think, just something they were kind of setting into motion all game long, just the handoff. We really haven't seen Rodgers keep it at all this game. He finally does pull it, fooled everybody here. And he was able to kind of just walk right into the end zone there and a huge touchdown the opening drive here in the second half.
His second run on this drive, and it's a huge one. So two big third down conversions, one through the air by Rodgers, and that time with his feet to give Licking Valley a 13-7 lead. McLean on for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. 7:19 remains third quarter. Valley up 14-7. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Time for sports and Hex Wrenchman.
We've seen numerous rushing penalties as players hurry into New Lex Hardware to get everything they need to sweep up this season. We're sure to see the defense get raked and bagged as the offense makes nothing but house calls. Victory this season is sealed with brand new caulk and in-store experts on hand to coach you on your projects. Get everything you need for a winning season at New Lex Hardware.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSF's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSF's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Lewis kicks it off for Licking Valley. It will be bouncing at the 15-yard line, picked up there, and Reedy will return it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Good, solid drive by Valley, 72 yards on 10 plays, and capped off by a 9-yard touchdown run by Rodgers on 3rd and 5. So Valley getting it done with, and you talked about it, third down conversions. They were 1 of 4, I believe, in the first half, and they get a couple here on that opening drive. Big one in the third quarter.
Yeah, 2 third-down conversions, excluding the run by Rodgers for the touchdown. So now we'll see how Reedy responds. You know, we saw the opposite scenario in the first half. Reedy scored first, Valley responded.
Daniels, he's got pressure. He will jump and throw, and the catch made, but going down to the ground and losing a bunch of yards is Kingston Norris. And Canto, I don't think we have a fly down. Nope, there is. And, oh, personal foul against Licking Valley. Roughing the passer as well. So whatever you can do, even if it's negative, I can do the same thing. Because that would have been 2nd and 1, about 15?
Yeah, because that pass, that's the pass you probably just let hit the ground instead of completing it there.
So both defenses making critical mistakes with personal fouls and roughing the quarterback. So that will take it, again, it would have been inside the 25. Now it will be, well, they're deciding where to put it, I think the 42. And that's where it's going to be 1st and 10 for Bishop Reedy.
Just kind of jump starts the drive.
Sure does.
I mean, we saw the personal foul lead to the Valley touchdown on the previous drive. We'll see if Reedy can have the same luck.
Daniels keeps it on the quarterback keep, and he is met at the line and gets driven back. Good job again by the defense there. Brody Barrows comes in, and also Griffin Williams. No gain, 2nd and 10.
I would like to see the Silver Knights, if they want to run the football, I'd like to see them go back to Kingston Norris. Just give him the ball up the gut. He'll make something happen. He was the one that scored their only touchdown of this game, and I feel like he's the only guy I feel like that's been able to consistently make plays.
Tripps come out here to the near side on this 2nd down and 10. Daniels to throw. Pocket collapses. He eludes one man. Now just throws it up, incomplete. Boy, there's been a couple times he's just thrown it up there, but his receiver did slip on that.
Yeah.
Marco Zebrak, had he not, he might have been able to catch that.
I think he probably would have been able to have it if he didn't, slip and fall to the ground. So, kind of just good. It looks like he's just throwing it up, but a couple times he's been able to, hit it. hit up his receivers, but now another third down here for the Silver Knights.
Third and 10 from their 42. Daniels waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll roll left. Now comes back to right. He's got a little bit of pressure. He eludes one man, and he will launch it deep, and he's got a man wide open, and the catch is made for a touchdown of 58 yards to Wes Abbott. Oh, has he made huge catches time and time again. That is his second one over 50 yards, and it is a one-point contest.
Yeah, I mean, it was somebody, it was a busted coverage. I mean, two guys are wide open. Right, no safety help at all. And, I mean, just a great job, too, by Phillips that time, because it looked like the Lincoln Valley defender had a chance of bringing him down. He was able to just elude him, get some space, and he just launches an absolute missile downfield. And, once again, I mean, back-to-back drives, I'd say, really saved by personal foul,
yes,
roughing the passer.
Yes. Yep. And Garrett is not lying when he says he was wide open. Yeah, the closest defender was his own wide receiver. And now they are looking to tie this thing up with Cross Williams on for the extra point. A snap on the way. It's a line drive kick. It is good. So we are deadlocked at 14. And you and I have been coming out here for a few years now. I don't remember last time it's been this quiet. The fans, I think, were absolutely stunned by that play.
I mean, I was stunned as well. It seems like, you know, this offense makes a claim when you least expect it. Even that big 55-yard pass, you just weren't really expecting. I feel like that was on third down, too.
It was, yes.
Yeah, because nothing's really going this offense's way. You know, maybe they run it. Maybe it's an incomplete pass. You're just like, oh, you know, they're probably going to go three and out, or they're going to end up punting the ball here. Then out of nowhere, I mean, Phillips just throws an absolute missile downfield. I mean, he doesn't look like he can throw it that long, but he threw it, and it was accurate. And, I mean, the receiver was wide open. So, but, yeah, like you said, a little quiet here.
Yes.
Like you said, and I feel like it was like this, too, after they scored their first touchdown, just because I think it's more just shock than anything. It's like, well, what just happened?
Yep. And really give credit to Abbott, too. For one, when you're that wide open, sometimes that's the hardest catch to make. And then he was trailing out of bounds, but got himself together and was able to tiptoe down the sidelines. And we're tied at 14. This has been a good one. Hope you've enjoyed it so far here on Kate 98.7. Here's the kickoff, and it will bounce at the 15. You got to get on that. Here comes Reedy. They do at the 15, and Valley will bring it across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Laura got that one. So 5:59 in this third quarter, tied at 14. Both teams with touchdown drives on their opening possession in this third stanza. And let's see how Valley now responds with the game tied at 14.
Yeah, they did a great job of running the football on their previous possession. Good for a touchdown. Did throw one time. It was good for about 20 yards, so for a third down conversion. I would have just expected them to do the same thing, right? Just try to get the momentum back, get some nice runs going. I mean, your offensive line, just lean on your offensive line. Your offensive line has been the strongest part of your offense tonight.
They will start at the 23. Here's the handoff to Galone. Breaks two tackles and gets a hard-earned couple of yards on first down there. So it'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, nice job that time by the Silver Knights. One of the few times they've really stopped Galone for a loss of under 5 yards. The key now really is to force Lincoln Valley into a third and obvious passing situation, right? So third and 5-plus, I'd say, will be an obvious passing situation here for the Panthers.
They come up to the line of scrimmage. Again, typical setup that we've seen so far this evening. Wideouts, two of them split to both sides. Galone on the left shoulder of Rogers on this second down. Looking to get the play in here. And I don't know if they got it off. Were they able to? Yep, they used a timeout just before delay a game. And I mean half a second at best, I think.
Yeah.
So timeout Lincoln Valley, which again, you don't want to use in a tie ball game here in the third quarter, one of your three timeouts. But they were going to lose 5 yards, so coach has had no other decision but to call the timeout.
Right. Yeah. Your timeouts in the second half are a lot different than the timeouts in the first half, especially with the game tied up here. You know, you never know if you're going to have to, you know, use those timeouts to save, you know, precious time to give your team the opportunity to, you know, go score to possibly win the game. But I can see, you know, using the timeout here, this could be huge too. 5 yards going one way or the other, the way their offense works, you know, primarily running the football, it could kill the drive as well. So we'll see if we'll see how the Valley comes out, what the play call is out of the timeout. But you just really got to hold those rest of the pair of timeouts rest of the way going forward if you're Licking Valley.
So back to live action after the timeout. Second down and 8. Rogers, he will hand it off to Galone. Big hole again. Makes a couple of men miss. Still on his feet across the 40. And it'll be a huge pickup on first down. And that should be a personal foul. As again, after the play, the blocking and wrestling, you could almost call it, continues. And we have a Valley player down. I think this will be against Reedy. And it will. And that was right in front of us. That was a no-brainer. And that's probably, now that you've got a player down, that might get the angst in the stadium going a little bit. And Coach Boffman's having a conversation with one of the officials.
Yeah, you don't want to see a player get hurt over, you know, just a dead ball penalty here.
And again, this game got a little feisty last year. In fact, after Valley had gotten a turnover and were in victory celebration, the center for Licking Valley got cut on the snap, and that led to a few folks getting upset. And it's Barrows who is getting up gingerly but walking off under his own power, so that's a good thing. So again, here's Bishop Reedy with the opportunity to maybe force a third and long. And I don't like saying this, but I'm going to say it. That's a dumb penalty. And now here comes Licking Valley at the 43-yard line of the Bishops, now with a chance again to retake the lead at 5:01, third quarter.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, those penalties are dumb, though, right? I mean, it doesn't really have any bearing on the actual play, right? It's different than just a holding or a pass interference.
Well, and you have to know where you are on the field. That's on the home field side right here. Mm-hmm. So the fans are going to make sure the official also sees it. But he did right off the bat, and it was the right call. But you kind of have to know where you are, like spitting on national TV. Everybody's right. Going to see it. First and 10, here's the handoff. Galone, again, good, strong run. You know, we saw Trent Marcus the last couple of years for Valley run very hard, and Galone's in that same boat.
Yeah, probably learned some things from Marcus, too. That's the benefit of sitting behind
you
know, someone who's really talented. Just even having a year just, you know, watching them practice, being able to learn from them, talk with them in practice for a whole year straight, you're seeing the benefits pay off.
And again, it's a great example of what you talked about with Rogers, watching his brother play and learning while he watched, and I'm sure it's the same thing at the running back position. Second down and 7. Here's Rogers. Here's Galone. Oh, he is hitting the backfield, and he'll lose a couple right there. They came off the edge, and I think it was, once again, Markel Small who did that on that upper drive in the third quarter. So he gets in there off the side and loss of a yard. So now it's 3rd and 8. Critical play here, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, first thing that came to my mind is just no penalties, right, for either team in this situation. No penalties for either team. But, I mean, yeah, depending on what happens here, could be 4-down territory, but we'll get there when we get there.
3rd and 8 from the 42. Rogers to throw. Looks. Fires. Knocked away. That was good defense. I mean, real good defense. Isaiah Talaferro was right there and knocked that ball away. And it is 4th and 8 from the 42 of the Silver Knights.
I would punt.
Yep, and it looks like they will do that.
I would punt, yeah.
Yep. See if you can pin them back at 3:26, third quarter, tied at 14.
It's just it's a little too far away. If they were able to pick up even just 3 or 4 yards, I would have probably went for it.
So Valley will punt it. See if they again can pin Bishop Reedy deep. Lohr gets it away. It will bounce at the 5. They got a chance here. Can they save it? I think they did at the 1. Yes! Wow, they're going to officially mark it at the 2. Garrett, I don't know if you can tell me who might have got that. Was that Lewis who saved it? I think it was. Lewis went into the end zone in the air and was able to tap it back, and a huge play for Valley special teams.
That is. Oh,
what do we got? Oh, half, so it's a penalty against Bishop Reedy for holding, and so that'll mark it to the one. Yeah. So it'll be at the one-yard line, and that's why you punt it for those opportunities. It just took that side bounce just enough for Lewis to get down there. Good speed and good knowing where you're on the field to save that back into the playing field, and now a huge opportunity for the Valley defense with this game tied at 14.
Yeah, it's you got no breathing room. The important thing here for the Silver Knights is they just need to get some breathing room here for the quarterback, for the punter, for whoever.
So first and 10 at their one-yard line. Now Daniels is a very agile quarterback.
Also, you got to look out, too. Holding inside the end zone would be 2 points for Valley.
Fans getting into this one now with an opportunity for their defense. Bringing a new football. There's no moisture, but they get a new ball.
May have been deflated, you know.
Wow. Going back in the past there. First and 10 at the one. Daniels will go under center with a full house backfield on this first and 10. And they will just push it up for maybe a yard, and I don't think any more than that.
Yeah, if even a yard there. Just trying to get your back out against the wall. It's very, got to be very careful in situations like this.
And a huge pile up. They now are able to separate everybody. Clock continues to roll here at 2:52. So 1 yard, so it's second down, 9 from the Silver Knights' 2-yard line. 14-14. We thought this would be a good one. We have not been disappointed. Can the Panthers defense keep Bishop Reedy back in their own territory?
I would think you got to, I mean, depending on what formation they come out. Okay, it's probably going to be another.
Under center again is Daniels. Oh, and we've got a flag, and who moved? Oh, it's on Bishop Reedy. So push him back half the distance again. Back to the 1 yard line.
Offsides called against the Silver Knights.
So second and 10 now from the one.
Yeah, penalties are starting to mount up.
Yep.
That's the eighth penalty of the game.
And that's for Licking Valley. Just don't make a penalty here. Don't keep a drive alive on this down or when it comes to third down.
And I would say, too, you know, got to be sure not to get fooled if they do decide to pass the ball here.
Well, they are bunched in tight, and they will keep it again. Flag comes in from the back judge. We'll see what that call is. So, yeah, penalty after penalty now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seemed like it came in right after the snap. I feel like it would probably be too fast for holding there, but...
Well, they're going to talk about it. Now we'll see what the signal is. Sideline warning. Even though he threw it from the backfield, the sideline warning against Reedy, I think. Let's see. It's going to be third down, and that is just a warning. And then we're going to now talk to Coach Boffman. We weren't even close to the sidelines of where the ball is here. I don't understand that. But it's against Reedy, and it's going to be third down. And they're going to say no gain on that quarterback keep. So it's third and one. They're going to bunch in again. So they're not even giving themselves an opportunity here. They are going to... Oh, Daniels is going to keep it and roll it out, and the pass is dropped at the 5-yard line. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if he would have got the first down, but it would have been close, and the pass was on the money, and it was dropped. And they fooled everybody on that one, too. You thought maybe just keep it, but Daniels rolled to his right in the end zone. Pass is incomplete at the 5-yard line, so they will be punting from the very back of the end zone here on 4th and 10 with a minute 54 third quarter.
Right, then now your punter's got really no room.
Zero.
He's got it's a quick catch and kick, really. So he's probably not going to be able to get his full leg into this one. And you got to be careful, too. The pressure, Valley's coming after it.
Here they come. He gets it away. And I tell you what, that is a heck of a kick. All the way back to midfield in the Licking Valley territory. Hornfeck picks it up there. He's at his 45. He's coming here to the near side. Tried to get away from one tackle and cannot. That is an amazing kick from Bishop Reedy. And give credit to Samuel Carney. That's one of the best punts I've seen at the high school level.
That's the best punt I've seen, I think. I mean, because you just got to take everything in perspective there, too, is they're at their one-yard line. He's on the very back of his own end zone. He had to get that out under pressure quick. One-step kick. And Valley isn't even set up in Reedy territory. Special teams tonight. Poor Reedy. I mean, you got to give it to Reedy here tonight, special teams, especially after that one. They have done an outstanding job of, you know, punting, special teams coverage, just everything. And, two, just blocking, too, for his punter.
So, Valley gets it at their 48. But, yeah, they were thinking they were probably going to be inside the 40 of Bishop Reedy. Instead, they'll start on their side of the 50. Rogers will keep it now, gets into Silver Knight territory, and a good pickup on first down along the left side. He will take it to the Silver Knights 44. That I just was. You don't get too excited over punts, but I'm telling you, folks, that was one heck of a kick.
Than some college.
Oh yes,
I've seen
it. Yep,
because it's just that situation too. It's not. He has to get out quick. That's the worst situation you can be in as a punter.
So second down and two now as we come up on a minute left, third quarter. 14-14, our score. Licking Valley with the ball, second and two. Rogers goes under center on this play. Fake handoff. He is looking deep. He's got Silas Kyle. Kyle goes up and makes the catch down to the 5-yard line. Great concentration by Silas there. Makes the catch, and here comes Licking Valley.
Yeah, that's the shot that Licking Valley's been wanting to hit all night long. Play action. They fool the Reedy defense, and just a beautiful throw that time from Rogers.
They come up quick to the line, 40 yards on that pickup, first and goal. Rogers, he will hand it off. Galone gets inside the five, not much more than that, and it'll be second and goal. That was a great play call. Good throw by Rogers, and just Kyle waiting to break free from the defender, and he did, and goes up and makes the catch. I think they will have to.
And I think it's against.
Boy, that came late, too.
Yeah, it's a dead ball. It looks like, I mean, Licking Valley players are celebrating. So I think it's against the.
It is against Bishop Reedy. Let's see. It's got to be dead ball, personal foul.
Yeah, that's a first down.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Mm-mm-mm. And, again, I'm not. The kids know better, but, again, they're watching what they watched last night. There was a fight and a battle almost after every play between the Eagles and the Cowboys. I mean, it was not clean football by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, but it's.
But you got it. You can't do that.
It's happened once. If it happens once, I get it. But it feels like it's a theme here.
Yep.
I mean, that's the ninth penalty against Bishop Reedy.
And now we've got officials stopping play. And officials are calling timeout, and I got 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And I think they're going to get the players from, well, I'm going to have to speculate what's going on here. They're moving the chains, and maybe that's what the problem was. The chains weren't moved down.
But the clock's running, so what are we doing?
So they could have just let that go because Valley was not going to run a play before the quarter. So they're going to run it now, and Licking Valley's not going to run a play. Fourth quarter, it will decide it. 14-14, Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy back with the fourth after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects.
So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Start the fourth quarter at Licking Valley. Brian Mays and Garrett Wanda with you here on KATE 98.7. We are tied at 14, the Panthers and Bishop Reedy. Licking Valley will have a second down and goal from the three-yard line after the unsportsmanlike penalty against the Silver Knights. This set up by a 40-yard pass from Brody Rogers to Silas Kyle. And the Panthers looking to regain the lead here as we start quarter number four. Again, Valley trying to move to 3-0 on the season. Reedy coming in 1-1. This has been a battle from start to finish. Now we see what happens in this final stanza. Rogers under center on second down and goal from the three. Handoff, Galone, handoff, touchdown, Panthers! Easiest run he's had all night. He was untouched on the left side. Valley goes back on top, 20-14.
That might, that's a huge score right there.
You did say 21.
That's what I was kind of going to say, is that that might be enough for Valley to win this one. We'll have to see, though, but I feel like, you know, 21 here, that's, I mean, the score last year is 20-14 in favor of Valley, but we'll see if that's enough.
McLean on for the extra point. Snap down. Kick on the way. Did he get it through enough? He did. 11:55, fourth quarter, Valley up 21-14. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSF's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSF's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on KATE 98.7.
Licking Valley retakes the lead 21-14 after a 52-yard scoring drive, which definitely had its ebbs and flows of what went on there, but the Panthers up by seven and the kickoff. And it will go down at the 17-yard line, breaking a couple of tackles and some more at the 30. It's Abbott, 45, and that's where Reedy will start. Boy, he has just been big man on campus here, yeah. Play after play. Now he does it on special teams.
It looked, he had trouble scooping that off the ground there. Slow start, and he was able to recover and actually get set up with pretty good field position now for the Silver Knights.
They will be at the 44-yard line. Got to give them credit. They've answered the bell a couple times here. Valley takes the lead. You think they're in control. Now they're right back, just 56 yards away from pay dirt. And that's right in Abbott's territory where he catches passes of 55 yards and 58 yards. Here's the handoff, and that is Norris. Big hole midfield into Licking Valley territory, and that should be enough for a Silver Knights first down. Boy, he was shot out of a cannon on that play.
Yeah, he was. And the only really critique I have for Bishop Rudy is just the penalties. I mean, I feel like just eye test-wise, looking at them in Licking Valley, it's evenly matched up talent-wise. These are two even teams. The difference is 9 penalties for Bishop Rudy, 3 for Licking Valley.
And this is what I thought was going to happen on the last possession. The referee now has got both teams together at about midfield, and I think he's saying enough is enough with either the talking, the chirping, the pushing, the shoving. They're going to try to get control of this, yeah. So, yeah, both teams got together. There's actually some handshakes across the field. There was a little bad blood last year. I think these teams just want it so badly.
Yeah.
They're giving everything they can. It's 2nd down and 1 at the Valley 47-yard line for Bishop Reedy, down 21-14. And I think we're going to have a flag. We will see if it's against Bishop Reedy, and it is. You just mentioned penalties.
Yep. And this is a category you don't want to break double digits in is penalties.
Mm.
That makes it 10 now for the Silver Knights.
2nd and 1. The playbook is wide open, and now you've got 2nd down and 6. But you've got Abbott here to the near side with single coverage. That makes me nervous.
I would say you definitely have to, you know, designate some safety help for him.
They will. Looks like Daniels will keep it and hit in the backfield and going down once again. Lincoln Clements. Boy, he has been in the backfield multiple times and comes up with a big play. Let's pause for station identification. This is the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
3rd down and 7.
This is the high school football game of the week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
10.5 remains, 4th quarter. Licking Valley up 21-14 over Bishop Reedy. The Silver Knights have it a 3rd down and 6 from their 47-yard line. Daniels in the gun will roll right. Looking, still looking, now scrambling around, lobs it up, and incomplete. He was looking for Luke Camera, and pass does fall short, and it's 4th down.
Yeah, the Silver Knights sideline was hot after that one. I think looking for a pass interference, but I think the contact was at the right moment in time. There wasn't, I don't think, enough warranted there for a flag, but that's a big stop.
Yep.
And once again, though, a drive pretty much killed by a penalty there. It was going to be 2nd and 1. You have a false start, turns into 2nd and 6, and they weren't able to get anything.
Carney, who had a great punt last time, angles this one. It will bounce inside the 20-yard line, goes down at the 15. He's a weapon. So clock stops at 10:08, 4th quarter, and Valley gets the ball, an opportunity to see if they can go up 2 scores here,
yep,
or at least bleed some clock. Still plenty of time left, but they're up by 7 to 21-14.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting position here for Valley because, obviously, you know, you got the lead. You want to bleed some clock, but it's not, you know, deep enough into the 4th quarter where you can just run this one out. So I would say continue to play this game like it's still, you know, 14-14. Continue to run the ball because that's, I mean, your main weapon on offense is just running the football. You're throwing some passes here and there, but I'd say, too, still attack. Try to get another field goal or a touchdown just to end this football game.
Rodgers is going to throw it, and the catch made across the 20. 25, getting the first down across the 30 and up to about the 32-yard line is Quentin Hornfeck, and a first down for the Panthers. And I don't know what we've going on behind the – I don't think we've got an injured player for Bishop Reedy at about the 20-yard line. But that's a good pickup on first down for the Panthers across the 30 to the 32. And player is up on his feet. They're going to take a look at him, and officials have stopped the play. And we go back to, I think, this chess game, and actually that player that's banged up is Wes Abbott. So have to see if he's going to be okay, because they could not afford to lose him, especially when they get the ball back on offense. But Valley didn't do a lot of things in that first half, but now you've seen Rodgers throw the ball a little bit more. Now you've seen Rodgers run the ball a little bit more. Now it's like, okay, now we're going to have Reedy's defense probably a little bit more confused of what we want to do because they've opened the playbook a little bit more.
Yeah, it's the offense is finally kind of hitting on all cylinders here in the fourth quarter. That's exactly when you want it to be. It's been all opened up, really, I'd say, by this offensive line in the running game. The offense line, whether it's been pass protection or just finding, you know, getting a push up front for running the ball, they've been outstanding tonight.
First and 10 from the 32. Rodgers will keep this one. Got a hold coming back. So, unfortunately, this nice run of about 16 yards to the 48 will probably come back. The referees get together. And after having that conversation with both teams, I bet they're going to call it much closer, too. So it is a hold against Valley, and it'll probably make it a first and 20. And they will mark it back to the, as he tiptoes, now watch further. Looks like the 20-yard line. At some point, they're going to march this off.
Yeah.
Now they're taking a long walk to the left hash. And I think there is a little confusion of where they want to put this ball.
Well, it's going to be at least further than the 22.
Yeah, so they were in between the 20 and the 25. They do choose the 22, so first and 20 from there. Not sure what the confusion was. But that's where Valley will now mark it, first and 20 from the 22. Rodgers in the gun, looking Valley up 21-14. 9-10 remains, fourth quarter. And it looks like, yep, Lincoln Valley's going to have to call a timeout. So, boy, this just kind of, you were looking good, get a first down on the pass play, and then Rodgers runs for a potential first down, but now a hold, and now a timeout, which now they're down to one remaining in this fourth quarter at 9:06.
Well, the bright side is they have the lead right now, so hopefully they won't be in a situation where they're trailing and have to, you know, use those timeouts on defense. But you'd still like to hold them, you know, in your pocket in case, you know, you have to punt. You know, Reedy goes down and scores, and you have to do a two-minute sort of drill. But after that holding penalty, this is the break, though, that the Silver Knights need on defense. It's up to them now to not give up any big plays and not to commit any penalties here. You'll get the ball back, hopefully, for your offense with plenty of time to see if you can tie this game up.
9:06, fourth quarter. Licking Valley leading 21-14. Rodgers will be in the pistol. Two wideout split to each side. Deloney on his left shoulder. And Rodgers calls it out. Gets the snap. And it's Deloney and nothing doing. Probably a loss of a yard there. So back to the 21, and it's second down and 21.
All right, yeah, I think this situation, Silver Knights know what Lucky Valley wants to do, and Lucky Valley, I feel like, knows the Silver Knights know that they're going to run the football. It's just sort of, you know, who can execute at a higher level. You're so backed up here, you don't want to force Rodgers, you know, to, you know, throw the ball in harm's way and possibly turnover.
Rodgers gets the snap. He's to throw. He's got some pressure. It's a screen to Galone. He makes one man miss. Nice job at the 25-30. Another missed tackle. 35. Still on his feet. 40. 45 midfield. Here he goes. 40. 35. 30. 20. 10. 5. And down inside there. Oh, what a run by Galone as he broke multiple tackles, then took it down the right sideline. And again, a huge momentum switch, as I'm sure Reedy thought it was going to be third and long, and now first and goal for the Panthers.
And they've ran screens on when it's, you know, been second and long, third and long situations multiple times tonight. And they've been worked. They were able to pick up big chunks of yards on each and every single time. That one, though, by far the largest pickup. But it's not like it's something they just kind of called out of nowhere. But Reedy's just not able to, you know, predict that the screen was happening. And just lots of missed tackles, too. They had a chance, you know, he was still probably going to pick up at least around, you know, 8, 9, 10 yards there, but he just, you know, shook off lots of tackles there and then eventually pushed out of bounds.
I mean, that screen was set up for the right side, then he cut it back, or should say the left side, and then took it down the right sideline. And a little bit more speed than I thought he had. But missed tackles, and it's first and goal, Valley. They'll officially mark it at the 7-yard line. Deloney's out for right now. He needs a breather after that immaculate run. And now we've got motion against Licking Valley. That play just didn't look good from the outset. So the penalties continue to rack up. How many does LV have at this point?
Okay. That's their fifth.
So now first and goal from the 12, and I think you just still run the football, maybe set up at worst a field goal attempt.
Right. You do not want to get a holding here or take a sack or turn the ball over. You know, make this a harder field goal than it needs to be. You just do need the 3 points, really. The key here is to just make this a two-possession game, bleed as much clock as you can.
First and goal from the 12 now after the 5-yard infraction.
Another delay game.
I think they just got it off. And it's Rogers keeping it. He might have a chance for a house call, and he does. Untouched on the left side. Brody Rogers, 12 yards. I can't believe Reedy wasn't ready for that, but it doesn't seem like they were because he was untouched. Now, do we have a penalty or not?
I thought that was delay a game.
I mean, the official is looking over here, but it's a touchdown.
Justice McLean to attempt the point after.
It was that far, you think?
It was. To me, I was staring at the play clock, and Rogers was still leaning forward. And that's what maybe. Yeah, I don't know. To me, unless they were keeping the play talk somewhere else, it wasn't synced up. To me, it was, the officials must have missed it.
Well,
I know the rule is they look at the play clock, then they have to look down back at the ball. I did that myself.
And it was after.
But Licking Valley, they got away with it there.
They take advantage, and it's a 12-yard touchdown scamper by Brody Rogers, his second of the night, and that is a huge one, as I don't know what it is, but if this score holds, that would be three straight games for Valley at 28 points.
That's the magic number.
It must be. So it's 28-14 at 7:18, fourth quarter. This was the final score last week for Valley against Amanda, so this game was tied at 7 at halftime, and Valley has done an admirable job and then some offensively in this second half with 3 touchdowns and now a 2-possession lead over Bishop Reedy. But we know the Knights can strike quickly. We've seen it a couple times already this evening. Lewis will set to kick it off for the Panthers at their 40. Daniels, the quarterback, back there to receive the kickoff. And I'm checking to see, and it looks like Abbott is back out there for the Silver Knights, so they're happy to see him back there because they're probably going to need him offensively here if they want to get back into this. Daniels will take it at the 12, and he'll take it along the left sideline. He's at the 30, 35, 40, pushed out of bounds there, and another push out of bounds for Daniels. He's slow to get up. In that case, the official was looking to see where he was out of bounds and might have missed the push on Daniels, who might have been out of bounds. It would have been bang, bang. But they're going to take him out of bounds at what spot? The 37? I think that's where they're going to put it. So 37-yard line. Good return by Daniels. Now he'll come out and run the offense. That's a tough gig. Return to kickoff, then you got to be quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's just because of speed he's got.
He's got some wheels. Coach Boffman was not kidding when he said they are fast. But really, besides two big pass plays, they've kept that speed in check.
Yeah, and I mean, Daniels hasn't really been able to get anything on the ground either.
He will look to throw, fires, and there's going to be a flag on Hornfeck on pass interference on Abbott. I think he probably did get there a little bit early.
Well, now the penalties are starting to mount up for Licking Valley here a little bit. They can afford it, but you don't want to make this a habit now.
And you don't want to give up a score here early because there is a lot of time left, over 7 minutes. You're up by two scores at 28-14, but you'd like the Knights to have to, if they are going to score, have to use a lot of the clock.
Right.
So they will mark it at the Valley 48 after the PI. And here comes Bishop Reedy, just like that, across midfield after one play. Daniels to throw. Pretty good protection. Now it breaks down a little bit. He eludes one man, but we're probably going to have a hold. He'll now launch it up, and a man wide open. The catch is made once again by Kramer, but I think this one's coming back. And it is a hold against Reedy. So correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's at least the third time where they've either had a first down or a second and short, and a penalty has killed them, if not more than
probably
that.
Probably about right. I didn't realize there were going to be so many penalties. Should have made a separate tracker for that, but it seems like, they get a new set of downs, or it's a second and short, right, and they get a false start, they get a holding or something like that, and it basically kills the drive they got going.
So that would have been a first down, and now it's first and 20 back on their side at midfield, now down to their 42-yard line. 6:50 on a moving clock, 28-14 Valley. Daniels will roll right, looking and firing deep, and even that one's too high for Abbott. He was open, though, but it was way above his head, second down. And he probably, and I think he'll learn this, he's still a young guy, when you're rolling out, you still have sometimes to set your feet.
Right.
And that's going to help his accuracy moving forward.
Yeah, that's why some of these throws just on the run are a bit inaccurate, because, he's just rolling out, and he's still just pretty much jogging, running out there, and just throws it up. So sometimes it's a little overthrown or underthrown. Because, there was no pressure for him that time, so he could have did. This is a must-win, though, for him.
Taze Valley and Watkins Memorial, that game over in Pataskala. They're tied at 14 in the first half. Burn Union is leading Lakewood by a score of 21-0 that game in half number two. All the scores of those games and much, much more on the High School Football Scoreboard Show starting in about 45 minutes on our sister station T100 with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. They'll have all the scores, get the calls in, and some analysis as well as we wrap up Week 3 High School Football Scoreboard Show starting at 9 on T100. Both teams are now coming out on the field and getting ready to warm up for the second half with this game tied at 7. Both teams scoring in the second quarter, both getting touchdown runs, 8 yards for Bishop Reedy and a 3-yard run for Deloney for Licking Valley to tie this game up at 7. And Licking Valley gets the ball to start this second half. And you talked about it, points at a premium, possessions at a premium. You really are kind of leaning to the fact of, does one big crucial mistake flip this game and really make the difference? Because that's where I think it's headed.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It feels like whatever team, turns it over or, maybe just makes a big mistake, defensively even, giving up a big play or giving a big touchdown, is set to lose this game. So you don't want to get caught up, too, in low-scoring games like this, playing not to make a mistake, right, because that could end up costing you the game as well, playing too conservative, calling the game too conservative, but you don't want to be overly aggressive as well. So it's just finding that, healthy medium. Valley, they get the ball at the half. Lastly, saw them all runs, and they were able to get in the end zone. So I really just expect them to just come out of the gate here in the second half, just continue to run the football and force the Silver Knights to make them throw it against them.
Even though they did have the one big pass play, you have to feel that would still be, they want to run the football, both teams want to run the football and use the pass whenever necessary, but it really is now a chess match in the second half to see who blinks first, and it'll be interesting to see what Valley does here on this initial drive to start this third quarter. They will go left to right to start this quarter number three, again for Licking Valley. After this, they'll be back with county matchups, interconference matchups with LCL Cardinal teams, Heath and Newark Catholic, before they start LCL Buckeye play, and everybody's already started talking about it. Are we going to see the league championship week 8 at Granville between the Blue Aces and the Panthers? Both coaches will completely shut that down because there's a lot of football to be played between these two. And Coach Boffman, of course, he knows what he's doing. Now, 7th place all time in coaching victories in the state of Ohio, behind a familiar name for many Central Ohio fans, and in fact, a relation to Granville with head coach Heath Hinton. It is his uncle, Ron Hinton, who Randy Boffman trails by just a few wins. He could move up to 6th place if the Panthers get double digits this year. But the Hall of Famer, you love the fact that you have him on your sideline when you're in this type of position. He's seen this time and time again. And this ball club last year, a lot of close games, they know what they need to do in close contests.
Absolutely, yeah. When you're in situations like this, you definitely are favoring age over beauty here.
Right? All right, you tell him that. I'm not saying that.
But no, he knows what he's doing. I think, yeah, he's been in countless situations like this. And I'm sure, you know, he'll come out of the gate, I think, just continue to run the football. That's what he loves to do. He's very old school, and it's working this game. It's not like, you know, they've been struggling to run the football. They've really had a good, I mean, how many runs over 10 yards?
I had five.
I mean, with those kinds of numbers, you would expect them to have more than just 7 points. But, you know, they had a drive, got killed by a holding call, and then it seemed like, yeah, they were trying to just maybe force the deep shot by Rodgers, but there was just nothing open downfield. But I think on that last offensive drive they had right before the half, you don't need to force it, don't need to overthink things. Just run the football and try to get in the end zone. Force Reedy to, you know, stack the box or do something to stop the run, and then the passing game will sort itself out.
This was a close one last year. Reedy falling to the Panthers 20-14 late, and it looks like we'll have that same type of matchup tonight in Hanover with these two teams deadlocked at 7. So we are now ready for the third quarter to get underway. Everybody's back in their seats. The fans are ready to go. The teams are out on the field. Again, Valley gets it to start this third quarter, going left to right. Hornfeck is back to receive this kickoff by the Knights, and it is up. Line drive, and it will be bobbled at the 28 and recovered there by Licking Valley. So they'll have it first and 10 there. With the game tied at 7, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. So, Brody Rogers, again, his second season as the starting quarterback. Not too bad of a rookie year going 11-2 and capturing a league championship.
No. Yeah, following in his brother's footsteps.
Yep.
He had great success here, Hayden Rogers and now Brody Rogers. You know, just being able to learn, too, from his brother, you know, be in the system, and then it just helps, I think, so much, is just, you know, learning from your brother, probably getting more benefit than his brother did.
First and 10 at the 28. Rogers in the pistol. He's got Galoni behind him. Two wideouts split to each side on this first and 10. Here's the handoff to Galoni. Gets through the initial run. He's at the 40, 45, and gets pushed out of bounds there. Good, strong run to start this second half for the Panthers up to the 46-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, and there's another run over 10 yards. I see no signs of this running game slowing down here so far out the gate here to start the third quarter.
Give him 19 officially, and they'll put it at the 47 of Valley, first and 10 there. Again, the line doing a nice job, holding their blocks and letting Galoni get to that second level. Again, two wideouts to each side. Rogers, Lohr in motion to the middle of the field. Now Rogers will keep it, his second quarterback keep, and this is a good one. Down inside Reedy's territory to a close to the 45-yard line. That's a good pickup on first down.
And that's, I think, too, what you got to mix in here in the second half. If you really want to focus on just running the football, is, you know, Brody Rogers is a dual threat style quarterback. He can get it done with his legs. So every once in a while, he can throw in a quarterback keep, or, you know, throw a read option in there, let Rogers read, you know, whether to give it off or keep it himself.
Well, he gets 8 yards on that first down pickup, so it's second and 2 from the Silver Knights 45-yard line. This game tied at 7, opening drive of the third quarter. Panthers looking sharp early. Rogers waiting for the snap on this second down and 2. And here's the handoff. Ooh, and hit behind the line is Galone, and he will actually lose a couple of yards. That is a strong play by Bishop Reedy's defense.
And they needed it right there because it seemed like they were kind of getting steamrolled there on the first two plays out the gate. Get 19 yards and then 8 yards on the ground. So much needed tackle for loss there. Now forcing a, about third and about 4 here.
Martell Small was on the stop. That's a big loss. It's third down and about 4. As he came up and just nobody blocked him, and he made a sure tackle on Deloney. So it's third down, and we'll say a short 4 for the Panthers. Rogers will look to throw. Fires, and a catch made by Kyle. He breaks one-man tackle, and he goes to the 30. Still on his feet, down to the 25-yard line. Huge pickup, first and 10 Panthers.
And that's a play. It seemed like they're trying to hook up with all first half. They finally get it there on third down, and just big yards after catch that time.
Third and 4, 20-yard pickup to the Silver Knights, 26, and the drive stays alive for LV, looking to take their first lead tonight. Game tied at 7 as we come up on 10 minutes, third quarter. So now two wideouts again to each side, and in the backfield with Rogers is Galone. It's Lohr in motion, and fake end around. No, they are going to keep the end around, and that time it did not work. A huge loss. See where they mark it, all the way back to the 37-yard line. That's 11 yards on that loss.
Yeah, well, it's a high risk, high reward sort of play, right? We saw the high reward in the first half. It's what kind of, I think, sparked their touchdown drive. And they try to run it back there, and, well, I think Reedy was ready for it that time. And, yeah, it basically a sack there on first down, and it now forces you in a passing situation here on second and long.
Second and 21, to be exact, at the Silver Knights 37. Rogers will roll. Now he's firing in the pass, caught, and it's Kyle. He breaks a couple of tackles and gets inside the 30-yard line. So some yards back there. And check that, that's actually Hornfeck who made the catch. And so he'll be just inside the 30, but we've got a flag on the play in the backfield. Let's see what they're going to call here.
I think it might be roughing.
Well, this would be a mammoth call. Personal foul, and that is what it is. Roughing the quarterback. So you go from second and 21. It's still going to be third and 15 if you don't get the personal foul. That's an automatic first down. Wow. Well, we talked about one mistake might change the game. Might have to mark that one down.
I think, depending on what happens here, cap this drive off, that is huge because you basically blew this drive up. Blowing up that end around. I mean, you pretty much ended Licking Valley's drive. And now, just kind of a heat of the moment mistake there, roughing the quarterback. Fifth penalty now for Reedy. They had 4 there in the first half, a little bit of trouble with it, but you cannot afford to have those types of penalties in that type of situation.
The ball goes all the way to the Silver Knights 14, first and 10 there for Valley. Rogers might be changing the play here. He's going to hand it off. Galone will get a couple of yards down to about the 12. But it was second and 21 from the 37. And now you've got second down and 8 from the 12. Wow.
Yeah, big. It's a bad penalty in a bad spot there. But it seems like, too, though, Silver Knights have... they've done a better job, I think, of handling the rushing attack so far on this drive in the third quarter here compared to the first half.
8 minutes remain in this third quarter, tied at 7. Valley on the move there at the Silver Knights 12. Second down and 8 there. Rogers waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll hand it off. Galone goes inside the 10-yard line. So it'll be third down and probably about 5. And see what they call here. I'm sure they want to keep running the football, but I'm sure Reedy feels the same way.
Right. That's you got to find the balance here. And I wouldn't hate maybe, just kind of a short curl route, but what they ran on their last third down conversion, which they converted.
Third down and 5 from just inside the 10. Rogers gets the snap. It's Galone. And nope, Rogers is going to keep it. He's at the five, and it's a house call for Licking Valley. Great fake by Rogers. He keeps it on the right side, takes it into the end zone from 9 yards out, and Licking Valley gets their first lead at 13-7.
And that's just, I think, just something they were kind of setting into motion all game long, just the handoff. We really haven't seen Rogers keep it at all this game. He finally does pull it, fooled everybody here. And he was able to kind of just walk right into the end zone there, and a huge touchdown the opening drive here in the second half.
His second run on this drive, and it's a huge one. So two big third down conversions, one through the air by Rogers, and that time with his feet, to give Licking Valley a 13-7 lead. McLean on for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. 7:19 remains third quarter. Valley up 14-7. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Bishop Brady Silver Knights 7.
Time for sports and Hex Wrenchman.
We've seen numerous rushing penalties as players hurry into New Lex Hardware to get everything they need to sweep up this season. We're sure to see the defense get raked and bagged as the offense makes nothing but house calls. Victory this season is sealed with brand new caulk and in-store experts on hand to coach you on your projects. Get everything you need for a winning season at New Lex Hardware.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Lewis kicks it off for Licking Valley. It will be bouncing at the 15-yard line, picked up there. And Reedy will return it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Good, solid drive by Valley, 72 yards on 10 plays, and capped off by a 9-yard touchdown run by Rogers on 3rd and 5. So Valley getting it done with, and you talked about it, third down conversions. They were 1 of 4, I believe, in the first half, and they yep. get a couple here on that opening drive. Big one in the third quarter.
Yeah, 2 third-down conversions, including the run by Rogers for the touchdown. So now we'll see how Reedy responds. You know, we saw the opposite scenario in the first half. Reedy scored first, Valley responded.
Daniels, he's got pressure. He will jump and throw, and the catch made, but going down to the ground and losing a bunch of yards is Kingston Norris. And Canto, I don't think we have a fly down. Nope, there is. And, oh, personal foul against Licking Valley. Roughing the passer as well. So whatever you can do, even if it's negative, I can do the same thing. Because right. that would have been 2nd and what, about 15?
Yeah, because that pass, that's the pass you probably just let hit the ground instead of completing it there.
So both defenses making critical mistakes with personal fouls and roughing the quarterback. So that will take it, again, it would have been inside the 25. Now it will be, well, they're deciding where to put it, I think the 42. And that's where it's going to be 1st and 10 for Bishop Reedy.
Just kind of jump starts the drive.
Sure does.
I mean, we saw the personal foul lead to the Valley touchdown on the previous drive. We'll see if Reedy can have the same luck.
Daniels keeps it on the quarterback keep, and he is met at the line and gets driven back. Good job again by the defense there. Brody Barrows comes in, and also Griffin Williams. No gain, 2nd and 10.
I would like to see the Silver Knights, if they want to run the football, I'd like to see them go back to Kingston Norris. Just give him the ball up the gut. He'll make something happen. He was the one that scored their only touchdown of this game, and I feel like he's the, you know, once he's the only guy I feel like that's been able to consistently make plays.
Trips come out here to the near side on this 2nd down and 10. Daniels to throw. Pocket collapses. He eludes one man. Now just throws it up incomplete. Boy, there's been a couple times he's just thrown it up there, but his receiver did slip on that.
Yeah.
Marco Zebrak, had he not, he might have been able to catch that.
I think he probably would have been able to have it if he didn't, slip and fall to the ground. So, kind of just good. It looks like he's just throwing it up, but a couple times he's been able to, hit up his receivers. But now another third down here for the Silver Knights.
Third and 10 from their 42. Daniels waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll roll left. Now comes back to right. He's got a little bit of pressure. He eludes one man, and he will launch it deep, and he's got a man wide open, and the catch is made for a touchdown of 58 yards to Wes Abbott. Oh, has he made huge catches time and time again. That is his second one over 50 yards, and it is a one-point contest.
Yeah, I mean, it was a busted coverage. I mean, two guys are wide open, right? No safety help at all. And, I mean, just a great job, too, by Phillips that time, because it looked like the Leaking Valley defender had a chance of bringing him down. He was able to just elude him, get some space, and he just launches an absolute missile downfield. And, once again, I mean, back-to-back drives, I'd say, really saved by personal foul,
yes,
roughing the passer.
Yes. Yep.
And Garrett is not lying when he says he was wide open. Yeah, the closest defender was his own wide receiver. And now they are looking to tie this thing up with Cross Williams on for the extra point. A snap on the way. It's a line drive kick. It is good. So we are deadlocked at 14. And you and I have been coming out here for a few years now. I don't remember last time it's been this quiet. The fans, I think, were absolutely stunned by that play.
I mean, I was stunned as well. It seems like, this offense makes a claim when you least expect it. Even that big 55-yard pass, you just weren't really expecting. I feel like that was on third down, too.
Yeah,
because nothing's really going this offense's way. Maybe they run it. Maybe it's an incomplete pass. You're just like, they're probably going to go three and out, or they're going to end up punting the ball here. Then out of nowhere, I mean, Phillips just throws an absolute missile downfield. I mean, he doesn't look like he can throw it that long, but he threw it, and it was accurate. And, I mean, the receiver was wide open. Like you said, a little quiet here.
Yes.
Like you said, and I feel like it was like this, too, after they scored their first touchdown, just because I think it's more just shock than anything. It's like, well, what just happened?
Yep. And really give credit to Abbott, too. For one, when you're that wide open, sometimes that's the hardest catch to make. And then he was trailing out of bounds, but got himself together and was able to tiptoe down the sidelines. And we're tied at 14. This has been a good one. Hope you've enjoyed it so far here on K98.7. Here's the kickoff, and it will bounce at the 15. You got to get on that. Here comes Reedy. They do at the 15, and Valley will bring it across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Laura got that one. So 5:59 in this third quarter, tied at 14. Both teams with touchdown drives on their opening possession in this third stanza. And let's see how Valley now responds with the game tied at 14.
Yeah, they did a great job of running the football on their previous possession. Good for a touchdown. Did throw one time. It was good for about 20 yards, so for a third down conversion. I would have just expected them to do the same thing, right? Just try to get the momentum back, get some nice runs going. I mean, your offensive line, just lean on your offensive line. Your offensive line has been the strongest part of your offense tonight.
They will start at the 23. Here's the handoff to Galone. Breaks two tackles and gets a hard-earned couple of yards on first down there. So it'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, nice job that time by the Silver Knights. One of the few times they've really stopped Galone for a loss of under 5 yards. The key now really is to force Leaking Valley into a third and obvious passing situation, right? So third and 5+, I'd say, will be an obvious passing situation here for the Panthers.
They come up to the line of scrimmage again. Typical setup that we've seen so far this evening. Wideouts, two of them split to both sides. Galone on the left shoulder of Rogers on this second down. Looking to get the play in here. And I don't know if they got it off. Were they able to? Yep, they used a timeout just before delay a game. And I mean half a second at best, I think.
Yeah.
So timeout Licking Valley, which, again, you don't want to use in a tie ball game here in the third quarter, one of your three timeouts. But they were going to lose 5 yards, so coach has had no other decision but to call the timeout.
Right. Yep. The timeouts in the second half are a lot different than the timeouts in the first half, especially with the game tied up here. You know, you never know if you're going to have to, you know, use those timeouts to save, you know, precious time to give your team the opportunity to, you know, go score to possibly win the game. But I can see, you know, using the timeout here, this could be huge too. 5 yards going one way or the other, the way their offense works, you know, primarily running the football, it could kill the drive as well. So we'll see if how the Valley comes out, what the play call is out of the timeout. But you just really got to hold those rest of the pair of timeouts rest of the way going forward if you're Licking Valley.
So back to live action after the timeout. Second down and 8. Rogers, he will hand it off to Galone. Big hole again. Makes a couple of men miss. Still on his feet across the 40. And it'll be a huge pickup on first down. And that should be a personal foul. As again, after the play, the blocking and wrestling, you could almost call it, continues. And we have a Valley player down. I think this will be against Reedy. And it will. And that was... that was right in front of us. That was a no-brainer. And that's probably, now that you've got a player down, that might get the angst in the stadium going a little bit. And Coach Boffman's having a conversation with one of the officials.
Yeah, you don't want to see a player get hurt over, you know, just a dead ball penalty here.
And again, this game got a little feisty last year. In fact, after Valley had gotten a turnover and were in victory celebration, the center for Licking Valley got cut on the snap, and that led to a few folks getting upset. And it's Barrows who is getting up gingerly but walking off under his own power, so that's a good thing. So again, here's Bishop Reedy with the opportunity to maybe force a third and long. And I don't like saying this, but I'm going to say it. That's a dumb penalty. And now here comes Licking Valley at the 43-yard line of the Bishops, now with a chance again to retake the lead at 5:01 third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, those penalties are dumb, though, right? I mean, it doesn't really have any bearing on the actual play, right? It's different than just a holding or a pass interference.
Well, and you have to know where you are on the field. That's on the home field side right here. Mm-hmm. So the fans are going to make sure the official also sees it. But he did right off the bat, and it was the right call. But you kind of have to know where you are, like spitting on national TV. Everybody's
right.
Going to see it. First and 10, here's the handoff. Galone, again, good, strong run. You know, we saw Trent Marcus the last couple of years for Valley run very hard, and Galone's in that same boat.
Yeah, probably learned some things from Marcus, too. That's the benefit of sitting behind
right. You
know, someone who's really talented. Just even having a year just, you know, watching them practice, being able to learn from them, talk with them in practice for a whole year straight, you're seeing the benefits pay off.
And again, it's a great example of what you talked about with Rogers, watching his brother play and learning while he watched, and I'm sure it's the same thing at the running back position. Second down and 7, here's Rogers, here's Galone. Oh, he is hitting the backfield, and he'll lose a couple right there. They came off the edge, and I think it was, once again, Markel Small who did that on that upper drive in the third quarter. So he gets in there off the side and loss of a yard. So now it's 3rd and 8. Critical play here, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, first thing that came to my mind is no penalties, right, for either team in this situation. No penalties for either team. But, I mean, yeah, depending on what happens here, could be 4-down territory, but we'll get there when we get there.
3rd and 8 from the 42. Rogers to throw. Looks. Fires. Knocked away. That was good defense. I mean, real good defense. Isaiah Talaferro was right there and knocked that ball away. And it is 4th and 8 from the 42 of the Silver Knights.
I would punt.
Yep, and it looks like they will do that.
I would punt, yeah.
Yep. See if you can pin them back at 3:26 third quarter, tied at 14.
It's just too, yeah, too, it's a little too far away. If they were able to pick up even just 3 or 4 yards, I would have probably went for it.
So Valley will punt it. See if they again can pin Bishop Reedy deep. Lohr gets it away. It will bounce at the 5. They've got a chance here. Can they save it? I think they did at the 1. Yes! Wow, they're going to officially mark it at the 2. Garrett, I don't know if you can tell me who might have got that. Was that Lewis who saved it? I think it was. Lewis went into the end zone in the air and was able to tap it back. And a huge play for Valley special teams.
That is.
Oh, what do we got? Oh, so it's a penalty against Bishop Reedy for holding. And so that'll mark it to the 1. Yeah. So it'll be at the 1-yard line. And that's why you punt it, for those opportunities. It just took that side bounce just enough for Lewis to get down there. Good speed and good knowing where you're on the field to save that back into the playing field. And now a huge opportunity for the Valley defense with this game tied at 14.
Yeah, it's you got no breathing room. The important thing here for the Silver Knights is they just need to get some breathing room here for the quarterback, for the punter, for whoever.
So first and 10 at their 1-yard line. Now Daniels is a very agile quarterback.
Also, you got to look out too. Holding inside the end zone would be 2 points for Valley.
Fans getting into this one now with an opportunity for their defense. Bringing a new football. There's no moisture, but they get a new ball.
They've been deflated, you know.
Wow. Going back in the past there. First and 10 at the 1. Daniels will go under center with a full house backfield on this first and 10. And they will just push it up for maybe a yard, and I don't think any more than that.
Yeah, if even a yard there. Just trying to get your back out against the wall. It's very, got to be very careful in situations like this.
And a huge pile up. They now are able to separate everybody. Clock continues to roll here at 2:52. So 1 yard, so it's second down, 9 from the Silver Knights.
They would have run the football, and then once they've really established the line of scrimmage, it started to open up the passing game a little bit too for Rodgers, and then Rodgers was able to run the ball too, and it all just complemented off of each other was the offense, and that's what kind of led them to, you know, really just slowly but steadily put points on the board in the second half. And then their defense, they gave up a couple big plays tonight, but it only resulted in 20 points. Really, it was only 14 points. 7 of those points, the game was kind of already over, but still. Valley's defense was able to do a good job of adjusting to the athletes that Reedy had on their side of the football.
They did a good job really controlling the running game for the most part. Yeah, I think there are some things they'll work about in film with pass coverage, because the Reedy receivers, especially Abbott, did get behind them on a couple times wide open. So that's something to work on. But, yeah, overall, a very solid victory. You're down 7-0, and you just, again, didn't panic, went to the well of what got you here and running the football. And I think overall they got to be pleased. This is a good win against a good, good football team.
Yeah, for sure. And then, too, these are the types of games, too, just being played that it'll benefit both of these teams in the long run.
Yep.
Right? It'll benefit both these teams for the playoff run that both these teams hope to have playing against tough opponents like this. But, yeah, I think, you know, Licking Valley, they're as advertised. You know, we saw last year when they went on their big winning streak when they beat Reedy last year, most of that team came back for this season, and, I mean, they're looking really, really strong right now. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat this football team.
12 straight wins in the regular season for the Panthers. They roll on victorious tonight, 35-20. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission.
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
High School Football Scoreboard Show underway at T100. They'll be with you till 11, that being Mark Bruce and Lee Waller with all the scores and more. Monday, our Licking County locker room at Ship Brothers will feature Newark Catholic, and the Green Wave did get a victory tonight on the road at Buckeye Trail, 32-28. They get the victory, their first win on the season. We'll also be talking volleyball as well on Monday. We'll start you at 6:30. You can either be there in person, enjoy some great food and drinks, or catch us right here at 98.7, 6:30, Licking County locker room. Then next Friday, the 2-1 Newark Wildcats start OCC Buckeye action, hosting the Cruisers of Groveport. Action at 6:45 with the pregame and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Thanks to CJ back at the station doing a great job. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from Licking Valley High School, the Panthers victorious over Bishop Reedy by a final of 35-20. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and have a great weekend, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.